I turned on the news, and what did I see? There was a man on Abu Dhabi TV. Could he be real? Much to our surprise. Or some fatty in a perfect disguise. I keep asking myself and wondering how he survived when we blew every building down. If it's not Saddam, we know where he'll be. Either living in Syria where he can be free.
Or in a thousand pieces under all that debris.
Just a question left, just a question left. Is he really dead? Is Saddam dead? Is he really dead?
No!
Just a question left, just a question left. Is he really dead? Is Saddam dead? Is he really dead? He sure has a stump. He sure has a stump.
Maybe he's busy spending part of that $1 billion that they siphoned out of the banks. Did you see that?
I saw it this morning in the
story. What's $1 billion be among friends? Anyway, it's 9:02 at 560 WQM. It's going to be a pressure-packed day. Let me give the results of yesterday's poll first before we get to anything else. Kind of a lame poll, I thought, but at least it killed some good time. Which of these people is the biggest media attention seeker? Oh, and speaking of that, speaking of Mark Garagos, the unctuous one, this is what happens when you're a professional talking head and you go on all the TV news shows, all the talking head shows, and you just babble a lot of crap. And now he's representing poor what's-his-name, Scott Peterson. But come to find out, he had been babbling a lot of stuff on the other shows in recent weeks.
And Larry King live just a few weeks before he took the case.
This is a guy who is from day one not helped himself in any way.
And this from Fox News Channel's On the Record with Greta Van Susteren.
You'd be hard-pressed to find a prosecutor who couldn't put together an indictment, let alone a conviction.
Ouch. Of course, Garagos has always insisted that Peterson is innocent until proven guilty.
Oh.
Of course.
Right, of course. But of course. There, nice going, Mark Garagos, you asshole. Anyway, the biggest media attention whore, Jesse Jackson, 427. Al Sharpton, 264. Geraldo Rivera, 213. Those three were like way eons ahead of the others. Michael Jackson, 96. Ann Coulter, 74. That skanky bitch. Ellis Rubin, 43. Jerry Falwell had only 39, which I find, you people better get with it. You better understand what life is all about. Do they understand it?
No.
They haven't got a clue. Jerry Falwell only, and we only added him on there as an afterthought. We forgot about him, too. But once he was on there, you should have been hopping on him, man. You should have been beating him right on those fat cheeks, on his jowls. Nancy Grace, 33. Johnny's Cochran, 30. Gloria Allred, 29. Mr. Ego, Steve Kane, 27, which is about half his audience. Mark Garagos had only 19. Pat Robertson, 11, and Jesse Ventura, 4. Speaking of Jesse Ventura, you know that show he's going to be doing on MSNBC, maybe?
Yeah.
Not.
Oh.
Not looking too good.
Damn it.
They're having real problems. That's what I read on the Fudge Report. They're having real production problems with the show, and he can't. He just can't last for a whole hour, Jesse. He just like
squirt, squirt.
Like 20 minutes, and he's done. And, you know, not everybody's a talk show host. It's kind of like QAM. They think they can bring anybody in off the street. Poof, you're a talk show host. Happened everywhere I've ever worked, although all the other places were like, you know, real radio stations that knew what a talk show was all about, unlike QAM. That's a sports bar with a microphone. But at any rate, so Jesse may not be on after all. The first show that they had the, I don't know what it was, like a kind of dry run or whatever, they had him interviewing soldiers and their wives. Remember that a couple months ago?
Oh, yeah.
And I thought to myself, that's pretty provocative.
Sure.
Yeah, that's going to really put him on the map. And why did you just send me all this stuff? Looting at Iraq nuclear sites.
Yeah.
U.S. troops encouraged Iraqi looters. All kinds of really provocative stuff here. Okay, I'll get to it. But we got more important fish to fry, especially these movies. And you know something? I really don't care whether we get as little response as we did yesterday, because I myself am worked up into a frenzy over having seen one of the great movies in the history, top 10 of all time, no question about it.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
It was not Bully, okay?
Well, it's Bully, unfair comparison.
I'm just telling you, those are the two I watched. Now, the audience should be very pleased and proud. Oh, by the way, Sandwich Oslin scored a winning goal for Anaheim last night for the Ducks as they moved on. and beat Dallas. Sandwich Ozelinch, another one of those guys who wasn't good enough for the Panthers. He was all done, wasn't good enough. I just mentioned that. We don't want to get the Panther fans upset. And the Flyers. Oh, Bobby Clark took it right up the old...
rectum.
I loved it. Shut up those obnoxious loudmouth Flyer fans. Bye, 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 boys. Anyway, enough that hockey stuff. So yesterday, adding to my list of movies that I must see, and I had a list of 3, 6, 7, and I crossed out the seventh one because, remember, I already saw it. Don Juan DeMarco with Johnny Depp and Marlon Brando. I already saw it. It was very weak, very weak. I give it about maybe 3 on a scale of 10.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything and jinx it.
Why?
Or argue with anybody, but because, you know, because you never know.
I saw Blow, and I told you, don't waste your time because it blows. Just because, see, and this is where I get into an argument with some of you. I don't want to mention any names, but Bully, for example, if I want to see hot young, and first of all, there were a couple of chicks in there that were hot, but the guys were like marginal at best. I mean, you really had to stretch it, so to speak, to make a case for any of them looking good. Don't and, if you want to go buy a porno movie, there are thousands and thousands of wonderful porno movies with real sex, with real hot young anonymous who the hell knows who they are people. They're out there. They're everywhere.
Yeah,
they're on street corners.
They don't have Rachel Miner in.
But if you want to see, nah, that was a really it was a true story, which big deal, okay? And it was a Florida connection. And this is the trailer trash in Weston who are living in
right.
the real houses instead of trailers. But I mean, that was just tragic. That movie, I thought it was just horrible. And it was just gratuitously violent. Well, I mean, it was a true story, but it was grotesquely violent. And then, bada-boom, that's the end. You know, like everybody gets panicky, and they're all on trial, and trial lasts about 20 seconds, and now they're all in the slammer, and here's how many years they're going to be. And if you look on the extras on there, on the disc, you can see the pictures of the real scumbags.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God they didn't show them having sex. Oh,
no,
brother.
Yeah, I went to one site.
Talk about pornographic. Now, I thought Bully sucked. I hate to say that, but I just thought it was very marginal. But the good news is I watched that first.
Yeah. Good plan.
So then I get into Requiem for a Dream with Ellen Burstyn.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there's really only 4 people in the movie of any consequence.
Right.
There's other people. But Ellen Burstyn, Jared Leto, Jennifer Connelly, and Marlon Wayans. And like I said, one of the greatest movies in the history of mankind. I seriously hope that Kids and Gummo, both of which I have sitting here,
uh-oh.
I hope that they're not like the same thing as Bully, because if they are, I'm going to burn them.
Never saw either one.
Neither one. Oh, and I thought Beater Boy saw Kids.
He did. I didn't like it too much. Dirty, nasty drug addict kids.
Get out of here.
That's what
You're the one that talked me into buying it.
No, I did not.
You said it was hot teenagers having sex and getting stoned all day. Isn't that what he said yesterday?
I
want to see that.
I think he said it was 4 stars.
That's what you said. You said 15 stars on a scale of 3, you lying spick. Who the hell are you kidding? Oh, no, I think the 5 of the stars were from the Cinco de Mayo. That was the first 5 of the 6 stars. So I got California, Memento, which is one of the most bizarre packaging of any DVD you'll ever see, of anything. It's really bizarre. And then I got Kids and Gummo. I have those 4 left, too. I can watch those in the next 2 days. Can you imagine the amount of money I can spend in the next few months? Man.
You could open up your own video store.
That's right. Slightly used DVDs. But this movie here, Requiem for a Dream, anybody that hasn't seen it now, somebody will probably say, oh, but it was so depressing. But it got to the point toward the end where she was getting the shock therapy. It got to that point where I just burst out laughing because it's so frantic and so frenzied that you finally reach a point where you just crack and you go from psychosis over to the other side and you just can't help laughing because it's just so
overload.
Frantic. Yeah, you absolutely overload on tension. Man, what a great movie and what phenomenal acting performances. But what I started to say is if you want to see a hot movie with hot young, I'll give you an example. Paradise, Blue Lagoon, Return of the Blue Lagoon. Now those are erotic movies with at least good looking, beautiful people in those movies. And it was like nobody that saw those movies because they were going to be great movies or great stories.
Right.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
But if you want to see a great movie, get you all the great movies I can think of, the movies I love the most, from The Godfathers and Network and Taxi Driver and Cuckoo's Nest, there were no beautiful people in those movies. There were no real sex scenes.
Correct.
You know what I mean? The closest to a sex scene in The Godfather was Santino banging that fat Italian chick up against the door.
Bing! You blow their brains all over your nice Ivy League suit.
Right.
We saw Apollonia's boobies.
There you go. So if you want to go see Bully, have a really woolly bully time doing it, but don't count me out.
They were kind of woolly, weren't they?
Those or
they didn't shave.
Or
much.
You can go on a plane, see a bunch of naked people.
Oh,
probably
yeah.
Probably the same people you see in a nudist colony. Really
yeah.
Ugly people that you would beg to put a lot of clothes back on.
Droopy.
Passengers get naked as charter flight takes off from Miami. When the chartered Boeing 727 reached cruising altitude, wasn't that the gun at which they used to have a 727?
That's right, he carried it as a suitcase.
When the chartered Boeing 727 reached cruising altitude, 87 passengers took off their seatbelts, then they removed their clothes.
All right!
The nude flight, billed by organizers as the first one of its kind, took off Saturday afternoon from MIA, headed for Cancun, Mexico. Can we say that anymore, Cancun?
No.
I don't think we can say that. A Houston travel agency specializing in clothing optional getaways organized the trip. Passengers paid $499 for the trip, with many heading to Cancun's El Dorado Resort and Spa for Nude Week. These are professionals who lead very stressful lives and are ready to let it all go, said Donna Daniels, co-owner of the Castaways Travel Agency and an in-the-buff traveler on the inaugural flight. They are adventurers and risk-takers. They don't even want clothes as a constraint. There were limits, though. The captain and crew kept their clothes on, and no hot coffee or tea was served for fear of spills.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that would be bad to burn your privates on your inaugural nude flight. So there you go. That's the kind of crap that's going on. We got a bunch of people. And George asked a salient point before the show this morning. He was wondering if there was, like, special covering on the seat.
Right, required.
Because, you know, seriously, what is that, about a two-hour trip to Cancun?
Okay.
I think it's less than that. It's not really very far. But it's at least an hour, hour and a half. And you don't want to be, like, sitting on a seat in a plane that long with your
rectum
ass sweating
right.
on a seat.
Right, making contact.
Oh.
Even in the colonies, they have the towel requirement. Before you sit down, you have to, you know, put a towel down.
Do they really?
That's what I saw in a documentary.
Mm-hmm. 12 minutes, I think they have that in Little Havana, too, don't they?
Towels?
12 minutes past 9 at 560...
Incredible.
WQAM. You know, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and the folks at Vermont Teddy Bear have been busy hand-making some great new bears. Your mom, wife, and grandma deserve something extra special this year. Show them just how much you really appreciate them by sending an authentic Vermont Teddy Bear. She'll receive a beautiful bear personalized just for her and delivered with a free card and gourmet candy in a colorful gift box. They've got great bears waiting for you, like the Spa Ma Bear, Mom's Biggest Fan, or the new Queen for a Day Bear. And don't forget, Dad, it's your job to get a gift from the kids, and Mother and Cub Set is always perfect. Add as many little cubs as you need with their names embroidered right on the outfits. It's a lot more creative and thoughtful than those dying flowers, and this gift will last a lifetime. So call 1-800-829-BEAR, and a friendly bear counselor will help you tailor a bear just for her, so she'll know you put some real thought into your gift this year. You just won't believe the reaction you'll get. Maybe you'll even get lucky. Ordering is quick and easy. Call 1-800-829-BEAR or shop online at VermontTeddyBear.com. This year, thank Mom for all she does. See, when I'm talking about Mom, I was thinking of it was maybe for your wife or girlfriend. Maybe you'll get lucky with Mom. Who knows? This year, thank Mom for all she does with the Vermont Teddy Bear. Call 1-800-829-BEAR and tell them that perverted old Neil told you to call.
Live and local, we're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Oh, is there anything that guy doesn't know?
This week on Celebrity Boxing.
You are cordially invited to join.
Sharon Osbourne, Renee Tam in Celebrity Boxing.
Everybody's gonna fight. Call each other bastards.
Crutch match. Let's get ready to rock!
Rock and roll!
Just calm f***ing down, man.
Sharon!
What the hell's going on here?
Celebrity Boxing.
I'll leave you alone and keep your fist to yourself.
Grudge match.
It's not even funny.
9:16 at 5:60 WQM. So anyway, there was something for everybody's drug problems in that movie, Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah.
I mean, young people, goes without saying, they had some problems, especially that little problem on the arm there that Harry had.
Yeah, dude.
That
no problem.
Oh, don't stick that.
Don't put that in that.
That thing was, talk about a purple haze.
Marlon's face when he's looking at it, he's like, oh,
yeah. Wow. That was really something. Jared Leto, by the way, is a pretty interesting guy. See, I just mentioned that in passing, so that, you know. So and what's her name? Jennifer Connelly.
What can be said?
Yeah, one of my favorites. What's not to like? Yeah, they were an interesting, but you notice we didn't have any gratuitous or even non-gratuitous flesh in that movie, and it's still one of the great movies in history.
Right.
If you want to see flesh, get a porno movie. If you want to see a great movie, get the Requiem for a Dream or something really good with a great story.
Lady Mary.
But it was so perfect for South Florida because you got the old Yentas and what was left of Coney Island. It reminded me of the old Miami Beach before South Beach. and it was just with all the old yentas sitting out there with their lawn chairs.
Yeah.
You notice how they each had to bring their own lawn chair? And then when she found out she was supposed to be on TV, so she thought, then she became a real star. She got to sit right up front.
Right.
And everybody liked her when they discovered she was going to be on TV.
Exactly.
So then she started popping the pills to lose the weight so she could put on a red dress. She went to one of the zillions of diet pill doctors, which, of course, are all over the place.
She went to a physician.
A physician who had green ones and red ones and orange ones and blue ones. And so she became an old junkie. And, of course, in the meantime, the son was busy doing it with everybody else. It was just, I mean, everything about that.
Right, the tempo.
The tempo is the pace increased in the movie in the scenes where they kept shooting from one face to another and around the room. And, like, your head was spinning.
Uh-huh.
Really, there were points as the movie got wound up, you were getting more and more wound up, and your head starts spinning like a dreidel. And like I said, by the time it got to the last, well, maybe 10 minutes of the movie where they had her, like, strapped down, and they were doing the shock therapy like in Cuckoo's Nest. you see, even as depressing as it was, you still had to laugh.
Right.
You know, they had to chop his arm off. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. But it's one of them things. You know, you stick enough needles in your arm and sooner or later it's either going to fall off or you're going to croak or both. So that was just, what can there be said about that movie? If we don't get response on that movie at that stage of the game, I just get up and I just walk away, you know? Do you believe that?
No. Yeah,
but it sounds good. No, seriously, I mean, if there have got to be people who saw it. It's not that old. It was 91, was it? I mean, 2001?
2000.
Why do I keep doing that? 2001. Well, because we're in a new millennium. So anyway, in honor of the movie, here's my poll question today. What's your number one addiction? Oh, I guess we'll have to put on there, I don't have any, for people who lie.
I had one to add.
Well, wait a minute, but put that on there. I don't have any. No addictions. So here's my list so far. Sex, food. Now, I could have got more specific with some of these, but that's boring. You know, we could get sweets or, you know. I don't want to get all that specific. We'll have 600 choices on here. Sex, food, cocaine, pot, gambling, like Bill Bennett. Mm-hmm. Oh, Bill Bennett says he's not going to gamble anymore. The Neil Rogers Show, the Internet, I don't have any, and what's yours?
TV. Heroin?
Oh, TV.
Yeah. TV junkies. Carlos says heroin, his favorite.
Heroin? Well, you think anybody's going to put down heroin?
Yeah. Nobody's going to see him.
Huh? Oh, I understand. Okay, well, now what you've done, we'll probably have like 6,000 heroin addicts out there.
We could have another...
And, of course, having spoken to many of them, it wouldn't surprise me at all. Is that it?
Yeah, that's all I got.
We
could have another drug category for the people that want to be persnickety, like, you know, for all of the other things.
Ecstasy.
Opium, ecstasy, mushrooms.
Oh, we could put ecstasy on there.
All right.
I'm not putting opium on there. Nobody does opium. Well,
not regularly.
No. How about morphine? Well, of course, in George's case, we don't want to say nobody does anything, because George, you know. George has done it all. In fact, the people in the movie yesterday would be a shock to see what goes on every weekend at George's house. Let's see. A flight to Cancun to Miami is on a bad day 75 minutes, or on a good day at 60 minutes. Well, that's what I said, hour to an hour and a half. Isn't that what I said after I corrected myself?
Yeah, sure.
Well, whatever. Who gives a crap? I mean, even if it was like 40 minutes, I mean, sitting bare-assed on a plane seat, I'd be covering that thing in plastic. I'd have it hermetically sealed before I let the next ass sit on it. That's just my own...
So before I fax this off, do you want me to put other drugs on there or not, as an all-inclusive category?
We don't. But like what other drugs? Like acid? Although they dropped a lot of acid in that movie last night. Or no, that wasn't the movie they were dropping acid. It was the other movie. It was Bully.
Right.
Just thinking.
All these people that might call up with their favorite miscellaneous drugs.
Oh, they were dropping acid in this movie, too. And then, of course, the scene, every time somebody either... did any kind of a drug, no matter what the hell it was, you saw the scene
like
with the
montage.
The montage with the... I can't even explain it,
right.
Okay? I can't describe
zip,
it.
Zip, zip,
except that it always ended with the big eye, the bloodshot eye. And it was just amazing.
Even the coffee.
Seriously, stop and think of what went into making that movie. Yeah. I didn't have time yesterday to look at all the extras on there, read all the interviews, and watch all the commentary by the director, Darren Aronofsky. But I'm going to do that today, because that had to be one of the most spectacular efforts to make a movie in history.
Good ideas.
And she was just great, Ellen Burstyn.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't remember Ellen Burstyn, all you old fogies, she was in The Exorcist, of course, played Mommy.
Right.
She's great. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. WQAM, hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, can I talk to Neil?
Speaking.
Neil.
Yes.
Caffeine.
I beg your pardon?
He said caffeine.
Yes.
Okay, caffeine. Okay. Why did these callers sound like they're in a strainer today? Of course, there's only been one. Maybe he was in a strainer. Maybe he's straining through his caffeine. Okay, caffeine, that's a good one. I thought we were going to have like a discussion about that movie. And right away, they're like doing their one-word responses again for the poll. Let's talk about these movies, okay? Let's talk about Requiem for a Dream.
No.
Jesus Christ, man, what a bunch of dead. I am so worked up about this and so enthusiastic about having discovered such a phenomenal movie, as depressing as it was. I mean, there are depressing movies that leave you like, oh, gee, yeah. I want to blow my brains out. And then there's something like this that you feel like you spent, and it's not that long of a movie either. It's like hour 45, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or no, it wasn't. Yeah, 105 minutes is what? Yeah, it's 15 minutes shy of 2 hours. WQAM, hello. QAM.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I'm addicted to sports talk radio.
Yeah.
I want to let you know.
I don't think he's lying.
Yeah, well, we'll get you some help, okay, sir? We'll get you some help. Give him the phone numbers, okay? We got a whole list of numbers. Some good shrinks that can help you with your problem.
A therapist.
Mm. WQAM, hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think I would have to say shopping and Viagra.
Okay. Shopping. Uh-huh. He said, well, shopping. We'll get some women to put that down.
Shopaholics.
See what I mean about this audience? They would just want to do a list every goddamn day. You could have an endless supply if you can come up just with the right questions, you know. Like, what's your favorite fruit besides Neil Rogers? You know, what's your favorite fruit? How about persimmons? 5670560, #560. This is beyond astonishing to me. It really is. Maybe nobody in this audience saw the movie.
It's possible.
Or maybe they hated it. Maybe they liked Bully. Well, the calls we had yesterday were guys that liked Bully, but they sounded like, you know, they were doing ass to themselves. WQAM, hello. QAM. WQAM, hello.
Palestinian lovers.
Oh, God. You know something? I'm right on the verge. I'm so close. I'm thinking in a little corner of my mind, you know, even though it was 7 months of absolute hell, I'm really thinking, what's the point, you know? And I mentioned before the show, I was telling George and Carlos that, you know, as of the weekend, there was a big drop-off on the response on the website, and that's because, and I looked back at last year's stats on there, too, and it's exactly the same thing. As of after Easter and Passover, and especially the first weekend in May, that's when everybody bails out of South Florida. We're not playing with a half a deck, we're playing with an empty deck. And you'll notice at the same time, that's when it seemed like the people that we, you know, been lucky enough the last 2 or 3 months to have like a few real calls every day, they just vanished too. Because anybody with a half a brain, they're out of that place anyway. Wow. So I'll let you stew there on the phone, okay? I'll let you stew because I could go back real easily to that other stuff. I enjoyed it a lot. Even though there were people inside the building who hated it like poison. And, oh my God, you're blowing away the audience and the demographics. You know something? That's strictly up to the audience. If we can't get people with anything to say, screw them. Because the callers, as you've noticed, the callers are a detriment to my life, to to my sanity, to my mental ability to continue living. Same, tired, tragic, pathetic. Oh, the whispering guy, the, you know, and then these one-word responses. What's the poll today? Well, how about this? How about that? How about, you know? By the way, did you see that Bill Bennett's got a gambling problem?
No, who?
And Dr. Atkins died. 26 past 9 at 560 WQM. If your hair died, if it fell out in clumps, if it just took a hiatus, like on the corner of Taft and Hiatus, then the answer is get you some hair back that looks really good for my buddy Chuck Alfieri. Charlie's hair is the best looking in the business. That's why even the big shots, people with lots of money, go to Charlie because they know that no matter how much they pay, they can't get a better looking hair, a head of hair than the natural hairline system. For over 25 years, Charlie's been making guys look their best, and you have nothing to lose but that shiny, grotesque, nasty-looking bald spot that makes you look so old, because everybody gets Charlie's 30-day guarantee. If you don't love the way it looks and feels, Charlie will give you a full refund, no problems at all. And be sure to mention my name when you call. He'll give you an extra $200 off the regular price. Here's the toll-free number. Call it today. The choice is yours. All the other quackery that's waiting for you out there, the mousy-looking pieces, or a great-looking natural head of hair. Call 1-800-321-2413 and look better and younger than you ever dreamed you could again. 1-800-321-2413 or log on to the website, charlesalfieri.com.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560, QAM.
callers.
Might be the worst, but I gotta tell you, I sat and watched it anyway. I hope the Bachelor and Phil Clark are here to stay. I think I got a screw loose.
Yeah.
Feel the pull of American Idol. Six of friends find out they should wear their pants. I'm praying at church. Don't let them cancel Star Search. Lord, save my soul. I even like Anna Nicole.
At 560 WQAM. Yeah, we got a lot of old people on drugs, baby. That's what South Florida's all about. And I'm not suggesting that it has anything to do necessarily with this story, but we sure seem to have an awful lot of these. I think we're going to start putting the callers, screening the callers again, Carlos. That's the bad news.
No problem.
Instead of the screenless. I mean, it works wonders for a short period of time, and sometimes maybe even for a little bit longer period of time, and then it just turns it like snaps right up and bites you in the ass. So let's start screening the calls and putting them on hold, even though, of course, it's going to interfere with your bedtime stories. 10 injured as car slams Coral Springs Post Office.
Oy!
A typical South Florida story happens several times a month. Leonard Brook wasn't sure whether he hit the brakes or the accelerator yesterday. All he knew was his car somehow crashed through the window of a Coral Springs Post Office, injuring 10 people and pinning a woman and a toddler beneath his 1998 Silver Mercury Marquis.
Oy!
Three postal workers had to hoist the car to free the woman and child who was struck while in a stroller. It was horrible, said Borak, 81, of Margate, as an officer escorted him and his wife to a taxi outside the post office at 8801 West Atlantic Boulevard around 12:15 p.m., an hour and a half after the crash. Both of us are fine. Unfortunately, people were hurt. Borak was pulling into a handicapped parking spot when his car slammed through the crowded post office shortly before 11 a.m., Sergeant Dwayne Yeasel said. The car shattered the postal counter, coming to a rest near a back wall.
Wow.
I think I was trying to go up about 2 or 3 feet, and the car didn't stop. It kept going. Are you listening to this?
Yeah.
I think I was trying to go up about 2 or 3 feet, and the car didn't stop. It kept going, said Borak, whose driving record for the past 7 years showed no citations. No charges were filed yesterday. Chaos awaited firefighters and police called to the scene. I've been doing this 18 years. It was one of the most intense pandemonium scenes I've ever seen, said Coral Springs Fire Lieutenant Dave Schneider. Tamarack resident Rocco Bianchi, 85, was at the counter waiting to mail two packages when Borak's car barreled through, missing Bianchi by 2 feet. Two men up front began to holler, "There's a baby caught underneath." Finally, they got the child out, Bianchi said. The injured child was flown to Broward General Medical Center in Fort Lauderdale with head and chest injuries. The child's mother, who was injured but not pinned under the vehicle, was in serious condition at Broward General. None of the victims, whom police did not identify, appeared to have life-threatening injuries, rescue workers said. Four victims were taken to Coral Springs Medical Center, one to North Broward Medical Center in Pompano Beach. This goes on all the time, not necessarily the post office, although the incident's the second in almost 2 years in which a driver's cashed through the front of a post office in Coral Springs while attempting to park in a handicapped space.
They should really move those spaces.
On June 19, 2001, a Parkland man was injured when a Coral Springs woman, 74, drove her SUV through the post office at 3255 Northwest 94th Avenue. Morris Field, 85, died 2 weeks later from his injuries. And this is South Florida, where, you know, a big part of the population, the elderly population, is hopped up on drugs, just like Ellen Burstyn was in this Requiem for a Dream, where people get renewal licenses for 6 years in the mail.
Right.
In the mail, they can be blind, they can be deaf, they can be dumb, they can have both arms and legs amputated. Don't make no difference, because that's the state of Florida.
They could be dead.
That's right. They could be, most of them are. Nobody told them yet. You ought to see the driving around my mother's house over there on Sterling Road.
Oh,
my God. You wouldn't believe it. You can't complain about the driving there because there ain't too much going on.
That's where I live.
Here's a lady in Miami. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I'm calling to talk about Requiem for a Dream.
Great. God bless you.
I'm wondering, did you see the original or the edited Blockbuster version? Because
it says on my package, director's cut, so I don't know which one that would be.
That's probably the original. There's the one I originally saw was the Blockbuster version, and it's still tremendously disturbing, but I saw the original one on cable just to see what it was that they added, and there was...
Well, when you say Blockbuster version, what do they edit out?
Some of the... I'll try to say this as tactfully as I can. Some of the footage that's in the Jennifer Connelly scene at the end where she's
right.
earning her heroin.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, there's a little bit of
extra. She's banging
her
brains out, right? She's in the orgy, yeah.
Yeah, that part.
George would be real upset if they edited that out.
Yeah.
So would a lot of other people.
They had to clean it up for Blockbuster, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a tremendously disturbing movie. It sticks in your head for days and days.
Yeah, and the acting, her especially, but I mean the acting is just so spectacular that there's no way to describe it. I've never seen a performance like it in my life.
Oh, yeah. They were all amazing. That was incredible. Did you see they actually played, there's a Simpsons parody that they do on it this past week on The Simpsons. They had
I saw it twice.
With the Ribwich sandwich.
Yes.
Where his eyes start dilating, and that had me on the floor.
Excellent. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Neil. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
He prefers the company of men.
Oh, okay.
Who doesn't?
Just calm down. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. Now, Memento, I guess, is the one I'm going to watch next, because I think that's a guaranteed winner.
I like it a lot.
And the packaging, have you seen it?
Memento, yeah.
The packaging on this DVD is the most bizarre. First of all, it's a double CD package, okay?
Right.
And it just says, you can't even barely read it. It's a plain light blue cover. It says Memento. It's like burned into it, like it would be burned into your skin. Remember in Exorcist?
It burns.
No, Help Me, remember it was on her
mm-hmm,
chest?
Mm-hmm.
They could see the letters. Well, that's what it is, like raised up letters on this thing. And then when you open it up, which is not easy to do, it's a psychiatric report in the matter of an application for the admission of Shelby Leonard, an alleged mentally sick person. And then you keep going through this. There's a post-it note that says, watch. And you open the thing up, and it's got all these loose sheets of paper, and they're like a condition on admission. It's got diagrams. It's got the contusions. It's got a police report. It's got, all these bizarre things. Mental health battery answer sheet.
Right. Well, then it's got to be good.
Which I failed that test, by the way. And then there's two discs, and one of them is production design stills and sketches, and the other one is the movie. So I've got to see Memento, which I read about. It's supposed to be spectacular. California, I'll take your word for it. I'll watch it, as I get to it. And as far as kids in Gummo, I don't know. Because I'm convinced that this Larry Clark guy is just what they used to use the word that they use now in a different way.
Chicken hawk.
See, Chicken Hawk now is a guy who never went in the military and wants to send other people there to do his dirty work and take on the world. Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, that crowd. But Chicken Hawk used to mean something else. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. Especially after checking that one website. Here's a call from Miami. Hello. Okay.
The scary part is that old codger hit the post office, probably be back out on the road in another month and maybe go after a McDonald's or a Burger King or something.
Right, and then probably get a 6-year renewal in the mail.
Oh, of course. Well, maybe they give him double. Maybe they give him 12 for hitting a fast food store or something.
For good marksmanship, yeah.
Unbelievable. Listen, I know you don't really follow sports very.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Well, no, I mean I know you're into the hockey and stuff, but sports in general. I don't know if you followed the resignation of the Iowa State basketball coach.
No, I did not.
And then Mike Price in Alabama stepping down.
No.
Were you aware of what was going on with them or why they were under all this pressure?
No.
Well, you know, just to touch on it briefly, Eustace, the college coach at Iowa State, you know, was caught kind of like apparently it was revealed he had a drinking problem. He was, you know, he was partying with some students, evidently, and drinking with some co-eds and whatnot, obviously something not your average college basketball coach does. But, you know, I mean, certainly he didn't break any laws, molest any children or whatnot. So, but there was just all this pressure for him to resign. He had to resign yesterday.
Yeah. Well, why do I care about that?
Well, it just, the reason, apparently the Alabama coach had to step down, because he was caught, at a strip joint, you know.
Yeah.
Fooling around. And, you know, I mean, it just, it had me wondering, you know, talking about the climate in America that's been created by this administration, these right-wing fanatics that are out there. And, it's just, you know, I keep hearing what you're saying about how the attitude in America seems to be changing. I mean, these coaches didn't break any laws. Like I said, they didn't molest any children. They didn't, you know, they didn't do anything that terrible that would have to, you know, force them to resign. I mean, certainly, it's just the attitude right now that's out there. It's just really scaring me because I just think.
Yeah, there, you can't complain about our freedoms anymore because generally you don't have any.
Well, I just think that, why do I think that if this had happened 10 years ago, it just wouldn't have been any big deal. But now there's just, I don't know, so many Bible thumpers out there and everything that's going on. It's just like, you know, we're giving up
like
so many rights.
We came to a fork in the road and we decided to take a sharp turn to the right, or somebody decided for us that's what we were going to do and that's where you're going.
Well, it's just scaring the hell out of me. I mean, to be honest with you, I just don't know where we're going, and I just you know.
I'll see you at the border.
I used to kid about it, but now I'm not so sure if I'm kidding anymore, Neil.
Without that passport, man.
Yeah, I'll see you there. Okay. I'll see you on the raft. Bye.
Okay. 9:41 at 560 WQM America, the land that used to be the free and the brave, et cetera, and so on, but now the land of repression. I got a good article here about Joe McCarthy too. As a matter of fact,
I saw it. It was great.
Remember old Joe?
Oh yeah.
And it's very timely, too, because the McCarthy, the whole kind of witch hunts and the whole kind of repression and scapegoating, it's all back now, big time. The pendulum has swung back and hit a lot of people right in the head. 9:42 at QAM. For years, I've been telling you about a really nifty product called Oleomed. Oleomed soft gels contain the finest olive oil you'll find anywhere. And not just ordinary olive oil like you buy in a bottle in a market, but super concentrated, loaded with all kinds of good stuff to help you in various parts of your health. Oleomed every day can help reduce the risk of heart disease and high cholesterol. Plus, there are 14 different Oleomed formulas to choose from, each one combining the best olive oil, like I said, anywhere, with vitamins, minerals, and herbals to support specific needs in your health, from your bones to your blood pressure to your immune system. Just pick out the formulas that are right for what you need. And now there are three great new Oleomed formulas, one to help you sleep, one to help you control your weight, and CellQ10, which contains CoQ10 for your heart. Pick up some Oleomed today. It's all over town. More and more people are popping it regularly. It's at Publix, Eckerd's, Walgreens, Whole Food Markets, Navarro's, and Sedano's, or order it online, if you like, at oleomedamerica.com. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-OLEOMED. That's 1-866-653-6633. Don't forget, get some Oleomed today, and for better health, start propping some in your puss real soon.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560, QAM.
We're searching, oh Lord, for those weapons of destruction every day. Hey, hey, we gonna keep searching, ooh, oh, searching, have mercy, searching for the nukes they hid away. Hey, hey, but I don't think.
No.
They were in there in the first place.
Roll the fan.
Yay. High and low, from house to house, and under every roof, to validate the spin of all those White House thugs. If you still need convincing, tune in Fox or CNN. You know they ain't gonna find
And speaking of that, the Sunday Herald of Scotland this past Sunday says the Bush administration has admitted that Saddam Hussein probably had no weapons of mass destruction.
Huh.
Senior officials in the Bush administration have admitted that they would be amazed if weapons of mass destruction were found in Iraq. According to administration sources, Saddam shut down and destroyed large parts of his WMD programs before the invasion of Iraq. Ironically, the claims came as U.S. President George Bush on Saturday repeatedly justified the war as necessary to remove Iraq's chemical and biological arms, which posed a direct threat to America. Bush claimed Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. We will find them. The comments from within the administration will add further weight to attacks on the Blair government by labor backbenchers that there is no smoking gun and that the war against Iraq, which centered on claims that Saddam was a risk to Britain, America, and the Middle East because of unconventional weapons, was unjustified. The senior U.S. official added that America never expected to find a huge arsenal, arguing that the administration was more concerned about the ability of Saddam's scientists, which he labeled a nuclear mujahideen, to develop WMDs when the crisis passed. This represents a clearly dramatic shift in the definition of Bush's doctrine's central tenet, the preemptive strike. Previously, according to Washington, a preemptive war could be waged against a hostile country with WMDs in order to protect American security. Now, however, according to the U.S. official, preemptive action is justified against any nation which simply has the ability to develop unconventional weapons, which it would seem to me could be just about anybody, couldn't it?
What do you mean just about?
Yeah. I just mentioned that. Here's a fact from John in Houston who says, Bully is a terrible movie.
Absolutely correct, sir.
I agree with you, John. He said there was bad acting, not enough character development, and a plot with many holes in it. Which is amazing because it was a true story, but everything he says is right. And when you're working from a true story, you shouldn't have, you could have bad acting, but you shouldn't have a lack of character development and certainly not a plot with holes in it, but he's right. Requiem for a Dream, however, is a great movie. It had an anti-drug message without being preachy. It moved so fast it made my head spin. Where's that music from Requiem? I totally agree there comes a point in the movie you have to laugh because it's so intense that if you don't, you might start saying,
doi, 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 doi.
It had run out.
The movie's depressing and uplifting at the same time. The way that you root for these people and watch them fail time and time again is depressing, but the fact that someone can make a movie this good gives me hope that people might stop making the swill out there, said John in Houston. Excellent facts, John.
Absolutely correct, sir.
Got your thumb right on it, my friend. It is amazing that they could make a movie that riveting, that powerful, that and covering everything from, you know, the punk son.
Right.
Who's, you know, peddling drugs and gets hooked on it, and the girlfriend, and then, of course, the mother, who becomes the old Yentiv.
Right.
I guess we probably should put something on there, too. Prescription drugs.
Yeah.
Let's put that on it, because we don't want to put Valium and all these other things, all of these things, huh?
And we almost forgot about Carlos's number one addiction.
Yeah.
Heroin?
Yeah, I thought we put heroin
on. Not your number two addiction. No, cigarettes, nicotine.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How could we?
How could we forget that? Boy, this audience is really slow. Man, are they slow or what? So there's the list as we got it now, okay? In fact, it's on there, but we can add to it, and we will. We will, Eric. Believe me, we will. What's your number one addiction? Sex, 12. Food, 10. I put down food. Neil Rogers Show, 9. Internet, 8. Pot, 6. Heroin, 5. I don't have any, 4. We believe them? No, I put that on there for liars. We got 4 liars. Caffeine, 2. Gambling, 2. TV, 2. Nicotine, 1. How could nicotine already be on there?
I told them to put it on there and break.
I think I'm losing my mind. I saw Gaslight speaking of movies, okay? You're not fooling me. I saw that movie. Nicotine's got a pair. And the other ones just went on there. Ecstasy don't have any. Shopping and cocaine don't have any. Oh, yeah, nobody in this audience is hooked on cocaine, right? I'm sure of that. I'm positive of that.
Just the smell.
And we're adding on prescription drugs as well. Let's see, a fact from listener George Chronic. He says, other drugs. Well, that's what we did. We put prescription drugs. He said, I'm sure that more prevalent than heroin or opium would be all the prescription and legal drug addicts. That's what we put on there, listener George. Antidepressants, painkillers, psychoreactive drugs, even nasal sprays. If you listen carefully at Happy Hour at Gatsby's in Boca, all the girls talk about is whether they got their Valium or Percocet prescription renewed.
What, no Vicodin?
That's the next week.
I see.
Also, play it. Now, see, I don't care too much when they start giving me directions, you know, especially this one, listener George, who's usually okay, but he says, also, play the happy birthday drop for Moe's daughter. He very reluctantly said she turns 34 today. I'm sure he's listening. I'm sure he would appreciate the sentiment.
No.
No. Nothing against his daughter. I never met her. She may be a wonderful human being, but no, I'm not going to do that. And don't be giving me no directions again, listening to George, okay? And I'm sure he is listening on his way home. That's for you, Mo. I'm sure your daughter's just fine. So if she's 34, that would make him at least 54 minimum, okay? Minimum. I mean, it could be less than that, but I don't think he was making no babies at 17 or 18. See what I'm saying?
Right.
So that makes him minimum 54. Now, of course, I don't know how many kids he's got, how many he's got younger or older, things like that.
About 30, man.
As we start putting the pieces of the puzzle together and find out just exactly how old this fossil is. Yeah, I mean, what kind of an old fart says that anyway?
We might have to do carbon dating.
5670560, pound 560 on it. Oh, and speaking of dating, I don't understand what's happening with our hot couples contest. We started off like sizzling there the first couple of days, and then it came to a stop, not to a crawl. To a stop on our website on neilrogers.com. We got that big flaming banner on there, Hot Couples Contest. We should have a lot of attention to that. And yet, I guess people don't want a trip to the Bahamas for free.
They can blot their faces out, you know.
But we don't want to blot their faces out.
Like, you know, like the one couple that's got the little strip across the eyes, you know, like the those magazines.
We don't want blocked faces, okay? If they're too ashamed to show their puss on there, they shouldn't be in a contest. What are they ashamed of?
Maybe they're ugly.
Well, in that case, then save the pictures, okay? Listen, it hasn't stopped some people already. Believe me, I've seen them. Grand prize, three-day, two-night stay for two at the Royal Oasis Resort and Casino in the Bahamas with round-trip airfare on Lake Arir, and runner-up gets dinner for two at the Pizza Loft. We will continue taking your email pictures, whatever couple, guy and woman, guy and guy, woman and woman, whatever, whoever the hell it is, adults. Till next Thursday, is it? A week from this Thursday, May 15th, and it'll be the deadline. And then we'll put the pictures, all the pictures we've got up on the website, and people can vote. And Thursday, May 22nd, the couple with the most votes wins. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward, so to speak. But so far, we had seven entrants, like in a heartbeat, and then that was the end of that. Cooper City, hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I'm sorry about the suggestion about Bully, but I'm glad you like Requiem for a Dream.
Now, why did you like Bully? What did you think that was good about?
The only reason why I liked it, because I knew one of the kids who was involved in that.
Oh.
And it was taped right across the street from me, so I had to watch it.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're involved.
But
did you think they really did a good job with putting the story together?
Well, not really. But I just thought you might like it. I mean, it wasn't the best, but you definitely like Memento.
Yeah.
Without a doubt. And you'll watch it about 10 times because you can get about 10 different opinions.
You can come 10 times?
George, you know what I'm talking about?
No, what are you talking about?
Well, the ending.
I never saw
it. How confusing it is?
I never saw Memento.
Okay. Well, you'll definitely like Memento. And another movie you might like is Bowling for Columbine.
Yeah, but you can't get it yet. It's not going to be released till August because they couldn't put it in the theaters again.
Right, okay. And definitely Driving Along Sterling. I definitely need Xanax.
Yeah.
And a whole lot of Xanax.
They sell it in dispensers on Sterling.
And stay away from the post office there. You never know what delivery you might get.
Yeah, and one more thing, I guess, to add to your poll.
Yeah.
Addiction, I guess, would be spanking out a batch.
What do you say?
Cranking out a batch.
Oh, cranking out a batch. Okay, whatever you say. Have a great day, pal. I thought that was under the category of sex. We don't want to get too specific, okay? Right. It's a family show run in the middle of the day.
That's sex with yourself.
Squirt, squirt? No. No, George. George is starting to get like Marvin now, you know?
Oh, God.
Yeah, you're getting just like Marvin. Of course, there is quite a close relationship there between you and Marvin, the raw man. I wonder how he and Defoe are doing. Are they, like, chained together at the ankle? You've heard of people that were joined at the hip. They were joined at the ankle, those two. In fact, maybe when in a few years, when they get old enough, they can hang out with the ankle paramedics at the Publix over there on the beach. He said, cranking out a batch. See, I didn't understand what he said. It wasn't that I didn't understand what he meant.
I was explaining it to him, not you.
I got the full gist of it, okay? 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. In fact, I think he might be squeezing it right now. 956 at 560 WQM. I'll tell you one thing. It would be wonderful if we could just squeeze the fat out of our body. You know that song we got, Suck the Fat Off My Fanny? I'd like to be able to squeeze the fat out of my puppet, but you can't do it. Can't do it. Of course, they have that, you know, they have that liposuction, all that horrible stuff. Most people don't want to be involved in that because it's dangerous and it's grotesque. If you want to lose the weight and look like a human being and feel better and be healthier, that's the most important part. Even if you don't care all that much about how you look, although I don't believe that. But the health part is so important, because once you get to be diabetic, and you will, believe me, if you continue on the road for fat at a young age, then your life changes. You have to stop eating all kinds of stuff. In fact, for the most part, forget about the restaurants and all the enjoyable part of eating, because it's in your past, not in your future. Let Balance for Life help you lose the weight before you get to that point. Call them at 954-568-3229. Every day they bring you a little black sack. It's right there at your doorstep by 6 o'clock every morning. And in that black sack, that's the answer, that's the key to the whole deal, because all your food for the whole day is in there. You have a menu where you pick two choices for each meal every day that you run a program, and there are three gourmet meals and two delicious snacks in your sack. That's it. Plenty of food to keep you full all day long. No little tiny bird-like portions, nothing prefabricated, no additives, no crap, nothing frozen. Everything is fresh, delicious, made with the best ingredients. It is outstanding. So if you've tried all the other diets, like just about all of us have, and you've been frustrated and haven't been able to get the job done, try this. You owe it to yourself to do it. Balance for Life. And the number is 954-568-3229. 568-3229, or check out their website at balanceforlife.com.
Live and local, this is 560.
The radio's all yours now.
QAM.
Holy cow, Aaron's coming.
Welcome back to the other.
Hey, ain't that Neil over there?
Where?
Yeah.
Where?
There.
Where?
Over there, you moron. Ow. Walking down the hallway.
Yeah, that's him.
Hey, Neil. Look, I'm waving at him. But he acts like he don't see me.
Hello, Neil.
It's me. How you doing, Neil?
Oh, why are you sitting there, Mo? Go out there and talk to him.
But are you nuts? I approach no one. I got nothing to say to him anyway. Who the hell's he think he is, that Wang Non Swish? I got better things to do. Like adjust my pee bag here. Oh, age is so cruel. Oh.
Here, Mo, I got something here that'll make you feel better.
Yeah, sure you do.
Oh, really? Here, step into my time machine.
Time machine? Where'd you get that?
I got it on eBay.
Oh, okay. But, stand over here.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. If you see it.
Wait, by the way, sir, where are you sending me?
Ah! Wow, I must be in the 1930s or something. What a time warp. Like the one Volker Brian stuck in.
Hey, watch where you're going.
Now, see here. Nobody talks to me like that. Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Howard David.
You can't be Mo Howard. I'm Mo Howard.
There's only one Mo Howard. And that's me, pal. Why, I made my bones when you were going doodle-diving.
Now, a wise guy, eh? How many fingers I got up?
Two. Take a closer look. I'm Mo Howard, I tell you.
So, you're Mo Howard, huh?
That's right.
Take it easy, Mo. This guy's crazy.
Shut up, you moron. Now, see here, lame brain.
Hey, who you calling lame brain? Why, I'll have you know I'm a well-respected sportscaster from a paradise.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, for your information, I'm a proctologist.
Says you.
Sure, come here. I'll show you.
Hey! Where do you think you're taking me?
Nah, man, help me drag them back in alley here, you mullet head.
I think you're mixed
up.
All right, get his pants down.
Are you sure, Mo?
Oh.
I said get his pants down. What, are you going to give me a hard time, too?
Oh.
That's right.
How could I be so stupid? You know what we left off the poll? I guess we're all stupid.
Besides alcohol?
That's it. Booze.
Yeah.
How could we do that?
I don't know.
I mean, just take a look around us.
I have my
radio business.
Right.
Look at all the drunks we worked around.
Right.
You know? So let's put on booze on air, Eric, immediately, if not sooner. I don't think there can be too many more. Food. Now we're getting some honest answers. Food 29. What's your number one addiction? Sex 22. Although, I don't know. I guess if I ate enough fish food and enough Nestle's Turtle ice cream, I could find a room spinning around like like Ellen Burstyn did. Oh, God, what a movie. I remember seeing, because it was just a couple of years ago when that came out, I remember seeing, I guess it was Jared Leto, is that his name?
Yeah.
On some show. And they were showing clips from the movie, and they only showed the opening scene where she's got the TV chained. She's got the TV set tied to a chain, and he's schlepping it out the door to go pawn it for drug money.
Right.
And when I saw the opening scene, I thought, gee, I've seen this movie before. I hope not. And no, I hadn't, but I just had seen a clip. Food 29, sex 22, pot 15, Neil Rogers show 14. There's a chance for the audience to lick around the edges a little bit. The internet 12, caffeine 9, heroin 6, nicotine 6, heroin 6?
Hey.
Oh. Nicotine 6, gambling 6, I don't have any 6, people who lie through their teeth, TV 3, prescription drugs appear, shopping 2, cocaine none. We've got 6 on heroin and nobody on coke. Oh, there's one finally. And what's the other one? Ecstasy none. Now, ecstasy, they're all listening to Power 96. And we'll get booze on there immediately. Now we'll start seeing that number go up big time. Pop star raises Indonesian anger. Girl with breasts told to tone down act in Muslim country. Do you know that this girl has got breasts?
No.
And the Muslims aren't any too happy about it. Indonesia's in an uproar over the antics of a sexy singer with diamond-studded teeth who rotates her hips on stage in a way considered too provocative for audiences in the world's most populous Muslim nation. You might call her the Muslim Elvis. But while religious authorities have condemned the dancing of Dangdut pop star Inul Daratista, 24, as pornographic and reportedly pray for rain to deter impressionable fans from attending her concerts, politicians are lining up to recruit her for their campaigns. TV stations are also happy because they know her appearance on their screens is like money in a bank. Hundreds of supporters held rallies in her defense last week. A group of fans tried to emulate her technique known as drilling as they danced en masse in the streets of Jakarta. They're drilling. She's kind of skanky, by the way. The furor stems from a ruling in February by the Indonesian Ulama's Council, which found her performance was not fit for public viewing. This came after a two-hour show was broadcast by a private TV station owned by the husband of Megawati Sukarnoputri, the country's president. Sukarnoputri.
Okay.
It's none of our business if it happens in a private place like a karaoke hall, but we're concerned about her appearance on television, the council's chairman told the Jakarta Post. A report of a man raping a girl after watching her dance is evidence that the way she dances is not fit for public viewing. How do you like that?
Uh-huh.
He drove her to rape, just like we used to hear just the same crap as the Elvis stuff. They're going to see that one time on TV. Gang rape is funny. See, Mo likes it. Do you know that Mo has got a pair of pants? Somebody, I can't tell you who told me this. He's got a pair, since I guess he wants to fit in Boca. One leg is lime green, the other one is canary yellow, and the ass is plaid.
Black them.
How do you like that? Take off those checkered pants. Is that incredible? Now, just conjure up that vision.
No, thank you.
5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T. If we don't get some different people, what that's going to tell me is that nobody saw Requiem for a Dream, and I never really heard that much about it. I can't imagine why. Have you heard a lot of people talk about that movie?
Only after it got released, like, and was on cable and everything. For some reason, it came and went in the theaters, and nobody saw it.
That's a shame. Nobody saw it?
Not in the theater. And then when it got on cable, it like caught on. It was like a sleeper, I guess, is what they say.
Here's a call from Kendall. Hello.
Neil, Uncle Neil.
Yes, sir.
I didn't see it, unfortunately. But I did see Gummo and Kids. And if you didn't like Boy, man, you're going to hate Gummo.
Ah, refund.
No. Gummo is just like they went out and got the worst backwards redneck inbred Jerry Springer guest and went and found their cousins and did a movie about them. It's awful. These kids, I won't tell you anything about it. Let you see it and, you know, vomit up all your fish food.
I got it right here. In fact, the kid that's on the cover here looks like the kid in the tree in Deliverance.
He's the best looking one in the movie. Yeah, I was calling about, by the way, my girlfriend and I did see Bowling for Columbine when it was in the theaters down here, but it came and went so quickly as the Iraq War, you know.
I'm sure of that.
Set up. They got that right out of the theaters, but it was at the South Beach 24 theaters for a little while with a teeny little advertisement in the paper. I was calling, did you catch, I caught it on C-SPAN, I haven't been able to hear you earlier this week, about the Democratic candidates on this big Meet the Press or...
I saw a little clips from
George Stephanopoulos. I wanted to vote for beady-eyed Bob Graham. I was born and raised here in South Florida, and I thought, you know, he's done a lot of good, and he does have a good track record. But, God, I mean, he looked like an old fuddy-duddy up there. Same as Bill McBride. We all had such hope in Bill McBride against Jebster, and he looked like an old fuddy-duddy. The guy who looked... Howard Dean, man.
He's the man.
He chills up my spine looking at him talk right into the camera saying how it's our time to take care of this situation.
Yeah.
I got a lot of respect for that guy. I hope he and Bob go for a twin ticket or something
like
that.
The Palm Beach Post took that poll I mentioned yesterday, and I was really surprised because you think Graham, being a Florida newspaper and, you know, in Palm Beach County, that Graham would have won hands down. And Howard Dean beat him like 2-1. with Jew Lieberman a distant third.
Let's just hope those Palm Beach voters this time can get the right vote.
Okay, love get the butterflies out of it. Okay, thanks a lot, pal. Somebody says alcohol. We just beat them to the punch. Somebody on a fax machine. Booze. They're soaking it up, man. Oh, speaking of booze, the Mad Dog's off today, which we're pretty porked off about. Not that we don't like having Joe Rose on every now and then. But today was the day that the Mad Dog was going to do that drop-in.
Yes.
Were you drudge packing? He'll do it.
Yes.
Maybe we can have Joe Rose do it, too, like kind of as an interim thing, huh? Then we got the Humper in the studio. It's about time we get these guys back from these stupid... Oh, at the end of the show yesterday, I was in here reading some stuff, reading one of my 85 emails from Lynn, who I noticed abandoned me after I told her I didn't like Bully. She just disappeared. I raved about Requiem for a Dream, which is one of the best movies I've ever seen, but I think I pissed her off. I didn't like Bully. Too bad. But anyway, while I was in here, I opened up the pot to hear the end of Hank's show. It was about 10 to 7. And he was just moaning and was groaning about what a horrible thing they did to him, sent him out for that golf tournament. The mosquitoes were as big as bowling balls. And thanks a lot for this one, guys. He was porked off. He was porky and porked off, and I don't blame him. The way they run these guys around, man. I mean, yeah, a lot of our people don't work all that much, certainly not like me. It shows up every goddamn day. I have been on a lot lately, you know, too much. We need a lot more. In fact, if we had a separate category under sex for, like, anal sex, then George could certainly have something to vote for. Here, Sean in Hollywood says, enjoyed your media whore pool yesterday. Al Sharpton would change his name to TV listings to get in the newspaper. Also, I knew the two main characters in Bully from the gym, but didn't see the movie. The true weirdness of their relationship was apparent even to the casual viewer. More addictions, pornography and sugar. Well, sugar would put under food, but pornography would be good.
Right.
Huh? Porno. Get it on there immediately. And then, like I said, then George will have something else to vote on. Sean in Hollywood says. Thank you, Sean. Well, you know, it's interesting because there was something bizarre about the relationship.
Yeah.
Right. Right. No, seriously. In fact, you'll notice the kid that they killed, what was his name?
I forgot.
Bob.
It was a long time ago.
Bob. Okay. Anyway, the one that they killed, first of all, they had the scene early in the movie when it looked a little bit promising, when we were in that male strip club and he took his friend there and he made him go up on stage because the guy gave him $100. Remember
yeah,
that?
Right.
And then he was, screwing that chick and he was trying to force her to watch that gay porno movie.
Right.
So there was something there, and of course he always kept putting his hand on the other kid's back of his neck, and you're my best friend. There was something a little bit, right. I don't know, not right there with him. And then of course, just to prove a point, they killed him, you know. Or I shouldn't be saying these things because then nobody ought to go and buy that movie. But they killed him. It just, when it got to the point after they killed him, which like I told you this morning, there were some really chilling parts there. There were one or two moments that kind of like, you know, you really just jumped up in the seat. I'm not talking about the sex scenes. Believe me, that was boring. But, and then after that, it was like they just ran out of time or they ran out of budget or out of material, and that was the end of it. And everybody just caved in and spilled the beans, and they're all on trial, and then they're like in jail, and then here's what happened to them, and here a bunch of them went away for life. That's it. Bye-bye. You know, that was it. Pretty lame. 10:13. Oh, and I'm so depressed about kids and gummo.
Well, bring them down with you. I'll look at them anyway.
Well, I mean, I'll give him a peek. You know, I'll take a look, see if there's anybody interesting on him. That's about it. And, of course, Gummo, I guess not. No, seriously. In fact, the kid in the tree in Deliverance, he looks like Johnny Depp compared to the kids in this movie from what I see on the cover.
Well, it's good he got another job.
Yeah. Yeah, since the Beasleys kicked him out of the family. 10:14 at 560 WQM. Talk is cheap. It's easy to throw out a lot of appealing low numbers, but when it comes right down to it, what can you really get refinanced at? 5%? 4%? What about 2.45% with Financial Group? That's correct. With interest rates of 2.45%, it's really your best bet, and it's rock solid. Call Financial Group now at 1-800-940-LEND. That's Financial Group, 1-800-940-LEND. Interest rates are at all-time low, so why not refinance your home or buy you a new home and take advantage of a sure thing? 2.45% financing with Financial Group. What will 2.45% get you with those monthly payments? Here's some examples. If you have a $200,000 loan, you pay only $786 a month. If you have a $100,000 loan, you pay only $393 a month. So get yourself amazing 2.45% financing from Financial Group. Call and get all the information. Call them toll-free, 1-800-940-LEND. That's Financial Group at 1-800-940-LEND. They're an equal housing lender. Credit restrictions, of course, apply. Rates subject to change monthly, 5.34 APR.
Live in the local, we're Sports Radio 560, QAM.
Holy Mackinac! This is Joe Bowen, the voice of the Toronto Maple Leafs, and you're listening to the Hockey Authority, Neil God.
Solve is the new subject, mysterious disease. The outbreak is so bad, there's now an advisory. They don't want you to travel to China just in case. Did you have Chinese takeout? You'd better leave some space.
Don't stand. 19. That was probably recorded by a bunch of the paranoids of QAM. I don't want to mention George Corso or McGill and people like that specifically. Here's a fax that says, check out www.requiemfordream.com, which is a terrific website. The movie is the best anti-drug movie ever. The geniuses in Hollywood rated the movie NC-17, which kept kids out of the movie. At the theater I saw it in New York City, the movie Nazis checked the ID of everybody. How do you like that?
That's why.
That everybody should have seen from the age of like 10 on up,
right.
I would think.
That's why it was not widely circulated. That's why everybody blinked and missed it at the few theaters where they did show it because of that.
Well, that's a bunch of crap.
Yeah. And what was NC-17? Oh, yeah. Oh, ass to ass. Sorry.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Please give me a break. Anyway, the fact is another great movie is L.I.E., which stands for Long Island Expressway, which tries to put a human face on a pedophile. It was rated R. No sex scenes, but a lot of it was very uncomfortable to watch. You seen that?
Nope. Never heard of it.
You never heard of it?
Nope.
I'm going to put it on my list, L.I.E. I mean, since I'm watching a lot of disturbing movies, why the hell not? And about the addiction, somebody says, how about exercise? You think there are people addicted to exercise?
Technically speaking, you can be addicted to anything, but
maybe
I don't want anybody like that. Yeah.
Two?
Okay, so we won't put it on there. Don't take it personal, okay? Just keep pumping it. Oh, that was the other guy who was doing it. What's your number one addiction? Food, 41. Sex, 31. Neil Rogers Show, 26. Pot, 20. Oh, I got some great letters to the editor on that. Internet, 18. Caffeine, 17. Nicotine, 14. I don't have any, 10. Liars. Liar. Heroin, 8. Gambling, 8. Alcohol, 6. Heroin. What did I tell you about the heroin thing? See, we talked about it.
Right.
That's why it's got 8.
Right.
TV, 6. Prescription drugs, 3. Shopping, 2. Coke, 2. And ecstasy, none. Out of 212 votes, not one for ecstasy. Not this crowd. Wrong audience. Wrong demo. So in yesterday's Toronto Star, I believe, these two letters to the editor, harmless pot plan irks U.S. bullies, writes Dan in Toronto. Ray, pot plan puts U.S. noses out of joint, which we had that story on our website. U.S. drug czar John Walters warning to Canada infuriates me. Once again, this is a case of the Americans playing schoolyard bully. If you disagree with them, the result is threats and sanctions. I find it incredible that in a country that purports to be the leader of the free world and where freedom of expression is written into the Constitution, a neighboring country is slammed for demonstrating a bit of dissent. First, our government is not legalizing drugs. The government only wants to decriminalize simple possession of marijuana, although it wouldn't be a bad thing if we did decriminalize it altogether. The government could have our farmers grow it and could control the sale of it. Think of the tax revenues, and maybe our farmers could earn a real living for once. Perhaps the Americans are just sore that once again we're producing a superior product to theirs. Walter should understand the statistics concerning the actual movement of pot into his country and its very own production of it. The famous Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar said it best, if the demand from America wasn't so great, we wouldn't create the supply. The Americans of all people should understand this most fundamental principle of economics, the learned Walters comment, if we were sending toxic substances to your young people, you would be and should be upset, ignores the fact that Americans have been sending toxic and lethal substances to our young people for years. They're called guns, and they're more deadly than a joint could ever be, writes Dan in Toronto. And Dan, you are...
absolutely correct, sir.
And here's another one from Jack in Rochester, New York. He says, drug czar doesn't speak for America. He says, I hope Star readers will keep in mind that John Walters and his drug czar predecessors don't speak for all Americans. In fact, many of us in the States increasingly took to Canada for leadership on social issues, not just drug policy reform, but health care funding, urban planning, recognition of gay marriages, and lots more. If the Bush administration succeeds politically, we'll see the U.S. slip further and further down the ladder of progress, so we say to Canadians, don't let Walters push you around. Jack in Rochester. Two really good letters from yesterday's Toronto Star.
Oh!
Excellent. In fact, the Supreme Court here in Canada today is ruling on a couple of, I think there are three simple possession cases that they're going to rule on. And, of course, once they do, that's going to have big deal implications, big time, on what's going to happen. What's going to happen this summer period, they're going to decriminalize, with or without John Walters and all the threats from south of the border. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. I guess nobody saw Donnie Brasco, right?
Right.
And no, absolutely nobody saw Requiem for a Dream. So the good part about that is we're turning you on to a movie that you'll really enjoy. I mean, and again, it is depressing, but in an entertaining way.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It's powerful.
It really is. It's shocking. And if you live in South Florida, this is a movie everybody should see. They should make all the condo commandos watch this.
Since they're a captive audience anyway on movie night in the old folks' homes, they should force them to watch that.
They should force them to take a green pill before they watch it. Here's a call from Miami. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How you doing?
Okay, sir.
Hey, real quick, George Bush and his tax cut plan. I think he could make a real good commercial using Bill Bennett. He'll need another $8 million over the next 10 years to gamble away, because all they've been saying is, like, for the last 10 years, people have been having too much of their taxes taken, you know, too much of their money taken away from them. They need it back, so, and that's why the economy is doing so bad. But he doesn't look like he's been doing too bad over the last 10 years.
Well, maybe he'll tell us the tax cut is good for the economy in Vegas.
Maybe. Okay, that was all.
Okay, thanks. Everybody go to Vegas or Atlantic City and plunge your guts out with your tax refund. Of course, I don't think we're getting no $8 million back like Bill Bennett. Bill says he's not going to gamble anymore, and his wife says, oh, she ain't going to put up with it. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. Plantation, hello.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Good.
My philosophy is we have smart bombs and dumb traffic lights.
Yeah.
Are you in Toronto now?
Yes.
I went there for vacation last year and, I used to go to school up in Oakland. And, I got a couple restaurants for you. They're tiny, but, not sure if you want to go there, but one's in the Metropolitan Hotel.
Oh yeah, I've stayed at the Metropolitan Hotel, right?
Excellent. I had the Peking duck. There was a Canada Key or quick.
Okay, your phone's crapping out, but I'll try the hotel. Okay, I don't want to go into like They're coming back. There's nobody even talking about SARS here anymore. Everything's coming back. We had a big weekend here. The locals all came out in force. The downtown is packed with people. The shopping malls are packed. Everything is getting back to normal. Spread the word, okay? In fact, you know who's going on Leno next week? Who's from here, of course. Mike Myers.
Okay, good.
I don't know if he's bringing Minnie Me or not, but he's going to be on Leno. I tell everybody, the coast is clear, come on back, and don't be so paranoid like those assholes at QAM. I don't want to mention George Corso or Miguel by name. Do we? I'd like to find out some of the other people who were in on that meeting.
Boy, nobody's talking to me anymore.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I can clear a hall out faster than Doc Freeman.
Well, that's the way it goes. Too bad. Too bad you got caught with your paranoia down, all you assholes there, okay? Oh, you have to make sure that Neil gets quarantined when he comes back because we don't want him to bring SARS into the building. I got news for you, man. There's disease in that building they haven't even discovered yet. Disease they don't even have a name for yet in that joint. 27 past 10 at 560 WQ. I bet you we don't have 5 people in this whole audience who saw that movie, Requiem for a Dream, and I'm sitting here getting all whipped up and expecting conversation about it. It's not going to happen.
The 5 people that saw it will call.
No, they won't. We had one.
Well, that's one. 4 more to go.
No, I have 2. I take that back. We had 2. The guy that's working on it right now. You know, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this year surprised her with a gift of relaxation from the Inner Retreat Spa and Wellness Studio, where she'll enjoy a true spa experience. The Inner Retreat Spa and Wellness Studio is offering a great Mother's Day package for just $99. Mom's journey will begin at the arrival, where professional licensed staff members will greet her with soft music, candlelight, and hot tea. She'll receive a relaxing, revitalizing facial followed by a massage designed to relieve all stress in her neck, back, and shoulders, all for just $99. The Inner Retreat Spa and Wellness Studio is located at 726 Riverside Drive in Coral Springs, next to the Outback Steakhouse. Call 954-341-6220 for more information. Mention WQM, and the first 25 people will get free aromatherapy candle or organic specialty soap in a silk pouch with their Mother's Day package. They're located in Coral Springs, 726 Riverside Drive, right next to the Outback Steakhouse. So call them at 954-341-6220. This year, do something different for mom with a true spa experience at the Inner Retreat Spa and Wellness Studio. That's 954-341-6220.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560 QAM.
26, Internet 22, caffeine 18. 18 people hooked on caffeine. Nicotine, yeah, 16, baby. Like Beaner Boy, they're hooked on them faggots. I don't have any addictions. 13 lying bastards said that. I don't have any. Right. Do we believe them?
No.
Alcohol, 11, and that was a late addition. We apologize for that. We forgot our booze. It's early in the morning. We started up. You know, the amazing thing to me, and just like in I guess all over Europe, but in Germany and in Holland, they start drinking beer like at 9, 10 in the morning.
Yeah, they pour it on their cereal, I heard.
No, I'm serious. I'm cereal. They sit out there at their cafes, 10 o'clock in the morning, drinking those, you know, they got the big steins of beer.
Right.
What the hell is that all about?
They're drunks.
I guess. I guess that's a good way to put it. Media AWOL and noting the irony of Bush's flight. Here's something you just faxed me from the Chicago Tribune. Not another thing critical of our president, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So much for that myth, the cynical distortion that's become conventional wisdom in many circles. During the presidential campaign of 2000, it started going around that Texas Governor George W. Bush, the leading Republican candidate then, had significant gaps in his military record, specifically that Bush failed to report for duty for an entire year toward the end of his hitch with the Texas Air National Guard. The short version, in May of 1968, the silver spoon son of a U.S. congressman jumped to the top of a long waiting list despite mediocre scores on his pilot aptitude test and was allowed to enlist in the Guard, a common way to avoid being drafted into combat in Vietnam. In May of 1972, he sought transfer from Houston, where he flew F-102s on weekends, to a unit in Montgomery, Alabama. There he worked on the U.S. Senate campaign of a friend and of his father's, and records indicate blew off his military obligations. Bush failed to take his annual flight physical in 72, so Guard officials grounded him, the story went. He never flew again and received an early discharge to go to graduate school. His final officer efficiency report from May of 73 noted only that supervisors hadn't seen him or heard from him. Bush's campaign biography obscured or misrepresented these details. In the summer and fall of 2000, his spokesman offered various and evolving explanations for what Democrats said represented a far bigger character issue than any of the windy exaggerations of their candidate, Vice President Al Gore. And there's a second page of this missing, but I don't want to read the whole thing anyway.
Oh, damn it, I just faxed it.
You just did?
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I'll get to it. Here's a long fax from Claudia. It says, sorry so long, but couldn't get Judy on the phones. I have not seen Requiem for a Dream, but it's one of those movies I wanted to see. Thanks for reminding me. You've got to get it, Claudia. Believe me, get it today. Trust me. Requiem for a Dream with Ellen Burstyn and Jennifer Connelly and Marlon Wayans and a very interesting-looking Jared Leto. And he was good, a good actor. Says, can you believe they're remaking the movie The In-Laws, the Alan Arkin Peter Falk comedy with Al Brooks and Michael Douglas? Is there not a shred of... See, this is the thing that bugs me. They keep remaking movies like Psycho that don't need to be remade.
Right.
It says, who wants to see Michael Douglas? If I want to see a decrepit old man, I'll go to the Coral Springs post office. How about the movie starring good-looking men like Beltico del Toro?
Benicio.
Well, it's spelled wrong.
Of course.
Belticio, I don't know who that is. Even the monkey on Passions wouldn't go for Michael Douglas. I'm sure that. What's her name? Begins with a P. Can't think of it. I just want to warn you about Memento. My boyfriend, who's a guy like you and probably has fairly similar taste, was so aggravated by that movie, he wanted to shoot the TV, and he loves the TV. Of course, it's not a straight plot line, but it's more convoluted than Pulp Fiction. It's of that genre. I liked it, but just a warning, don't have any distractions.
What? Has nothing to do with anything like Pulp Fiction.
That's what Claudia says.
Sorry, Claudia.
A great movie I know George will roll his eyes was Sexy Beast.
Never saw it.
It has a great soundtrack which ranges from Dean Martin to The Stranglers, though the sound quality threw a lot of people off. It has a sublime script about the story of a retired crook who retires to Spain to get fat and tan with ex-porn wife, he's recruited by an associate, Ben Kingsley, who's just the most evil person. In the end, he comes to represent everything we hate about other people, and in a cathartic scene, he's confronted by his victims. Also, the scene where they rob a safety deposit box underwater is surreal. The movie is metaphoric, says Claudia. Thank you, Claudia. It was a long and to the point.
Right. I'll watch it. Sexy Beast.
Sexy Beast, and what's the other one we got to see?
Pimento.
Pimento. No, Belticio. Oh, she didn't have a movie like
Benicio.
Well, she's got B-E-L-T-I-C-C-O. Now, how the hell would you say that?
Belticio.
Benicio?
But his name is Benicio Del Toro, and you've seen him. He's been in a million things.
Like what?
Did you not see Traffic?
Yeah. Oh, it's funny you should mention that. Psychic powers again. Wow. No, because I was thinking, you know, Traffic was so ballyhooed. Oh, it's a great movie about drugs. And I thought it sucked. I thought that Michael Douglas should have been horsewhipped in that movie. I was ashamed of him in that movie. Ridiculous.
Benicio was the Mexican cop, the good Mexican cop.
Well, at any rate, can I just finish?
Sure.
So here we finally get a great movie about drugs, not just young people in drugs, which, of course, we've got 80 million movies about that, but old people. This is one of the first times mm-hmm. that the hooking of old people, of senior citizens on every kind of prescription drug, and, of course, also on top of that, not just old people, but the diet doctors. When I lived in Boston in the early 60s, I lived on Commonwealth Avenue, and in those days there were, well, of course, every place had a basement up north, and there were basement apartments. And so I lived in a basement apartment on Commonwealth Avenue. Upstairs on the main floor, there were offices, and one of them was a doctor's office, a diet doctor. And he was one of the first speed doctors. And he had people coming. I mean, I could see the people coming in, because if I'm outside walking on the street, you'd see the people, and that's all he did. He didn't. Mm-hmm. He wasn't a general practitioner. And people who weighed like Beaner Boy there
mm-hmm.
kept coming because they wanted their prescriptions for speed.
Mm-hmm.
He had everybody hooked on goddamn speed, the so-called diet doctor. And this crap has been going on for 50 years, at least. Doctors hooking their patients, and then, of course, look what happened to him, Ellen. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
She got a shock in the end. She got... Oh, man. Wow. It's just so goddamn intense, and it just keeps... And your head starts spinning, mm-hmm. and then you start seeing her look older and older, and just more like close to death than just... Right. Wow. And
the purple bags under her eyes.
Oh, man. I can't even put it in words to describe to you that movie. You must go out and get it today. Requiem for a Dream, okay? It's not all that long. Like I said, it's not even a two-hour movie. It's less than that. But once you start, talk about having no distractions. You just sit there and you'll be glued to it.
No,
you'll
it sucks you in.
Well, don't get to that part. 21 till 11 at 560 WQM. Hey, Mother's Day is just around the corner, just a few days off this Sunday, and it's the perfect time to repay Mom, who spent so many sleepless nights wondering where Harry was. Wasn't that his name in the movie, Harry?
Yeah.
Dial Mattress has the perfect mattress for your mom. See, here you would have thought during the movie that she could have used his help, but he had his other issues, you know?
Right.
He was on the way to Florida. Dial Mattress has the perfect mattress for your mom. If your mattress is sagging, lumpy, or just worn out, then call Dial Mattress toll-free at 1-800-MATTRES. That's the number for Dial Mattress. They got the complete line of Sealy, Serta, King, Coil, and Simmons for you to choose from. You sure don't want mom sleeping on something you wouldn't do, put your ass on, so don't put this off any longer. Call right now. Nothing's got a bigger impact on the way you feel, and mom the same way, than a great night's sleep. Call 1-800-MATTRESS. I've done it. Miguel has done it. George has done it. Smart people do it, including them, too. Dial Mattress has more repeat and referral customers than anybody else because they know how to treat you right. Once you buy your mattress from Dial Mattress, I guarantee you, I'll bet you Carlos's life on it that you'll never go back to a showroom again. That's freaky, Carlos. And don't forget, when you buy your mattress from Dial Mattress, they'll set up the new one and take away the crappy old bedding for free. No extra charge. That's correct. Dial Mattress sets up the new and takes away the soiled, nasty, stained, muddied old bedding for free. So this Mother's Day, have Mommy sleeping like a baby on her brand new bed from Dial Mattress. Gift certificates available too in all denominations, so call right now, 1-800-MATTRESS, M-A-T-T-R-E-S, for Dial Mattress, the easy, the smart way to get you a great night's sleep.
Live and local, we're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Puts the lotion in the basket.
Coming up tonight on Inside the Behind the True Hollywood Celebrity Music Biography Profile Story. If only he had been born into another time. A time when his last name didn't mean fellatio. He was Murray Head.
Well, before Murray was born, we never got any stick about our surname.
Murray Head's father, Will Head.
Nope, not a lick of trouble over Head. Not a lick.
What? But unfortunately, young Murray grew up in a more cynical age. Why, nowadays, you can't say Head without thinking of a giant, pulsing male member being inserted into somebody's mouth.
It was really hard. I mean, it sucked. Oh, damn! I mean, it was...
Even when Murray Head tries to explain himself, it gets ugly.
I mean, the toll that head takes on you. Wait. What I'm trying to say is that having head is exhausting. What?
So it was only fitting that Murray Head's one big hit should contain the word c*** in the title. Hell, it had bang in it, too.
I guess people could only accept me once I sang a song about the most decadent city in the world where you can get my last name on any street corner for $2 bloody.
Murray Head. About the only term we haven't used yet is good old oral sex. It's a big, juicy, sopping wet look at show business. Tonight, on Inside the Behind.
1044 at 560 WQAM. Apple reports brisk business. I told you yesterday, and you guys are poo-pooing it, man, because you hate Apple like poison.
Caca, poo-poo.
An apple a day keeps keeps the free songs away. Apple reports brisk sales of songs in first week of download service. Store sells more than 1 million tracks for Macs, which can't access most file sharing networks. See, this is what I didn't understand. If you don't have a Macintosh, you can't get this service. The iTunes.
Yeah.
It says Apple's music store is available only to people with Macs running the latest version of Apple's operating system. These users have downloaded more than 1 million copies of the iTunes software that lets them get into the music store and buy it like honest and pay for it as opposed to stealing it like a lot of people that I could mention, but I won't. It declined to say how many people downloaded songs, half of which were sold as singles, half as part of a full album. They won't say yet.
Of course not. It's embarrassingly low.
Huh?
Because it'll be embarrassingly low.
Apple launched the much-anticipated music store on April 28th, offering 200,000 songs from the five major record companies for 99 cents each. Full albums sell for a little under $10. $10! Yeah! What's the big bargain with that? God. Songs from the music store can be recorded onto a virtually unlimited number of CDs and transferred automatically to an unlimited number of portable devices, provided the devices are Apple iPods. Provided they can take their Apple and you know what they can do with it? Amen. Even with the stem still in it. Take your Apple and stick it. I agree with you. Macintosh just leaves me cold.
Mm-hmm.
Boils my blood. Curdles my brain. 5, 6, 7. We're getting tons of calls on this phenomenal movie. Maybe one of the best 10 ever made. I really believe that.
No question.
Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
Beaner Boy?
No doubt. Riveting.
He is so enthusiastic about it, you know? He liked Bully and Kids. That's because nobody will sell him any porno movies, so he's got to watch this crap. Because he looks about 12 years old.
That is probably even catalog.
Huh? Now, yeah, he's still looking at the old Sears catalog. At the boys. Well, the ones that look kind of like girly boys. 5670560. Well, maybe he and the bird had something in common. Boyish and goyish. Remember that, the Phoebe Cates thing?
Yeah.
Let's take a call from West Palm Beach. Hello. West Palm. Is gone?
Hmm.
West Palm Beach couldn't hold on. Well, they're probably still trying to figure out their butterflies. Here's a call from Hialeah. Hello.
Okay.
Hialeah. What's the story on here, Beaner Boy?
Don't know.
Miami, hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? I'm not in Hialeah. I was in Miami. Now I'm on the way to Fort Lauderdale right now.
Okay, good move. You're in the right direction.
Oh, man, I tell you. Listen, I didn't know if you're doing favorite movies today, but you know what movie that I like? I don't know if you like it or not. I like Barfly with Mickey Rourke. You ever seen that movie?
What was it?
Barfly.
Oh, Barfly. You broke up a little bit there. I didn't see that. Mickey Rourke's not one of my favorites.
Well, me neither, but he's there with that old rundown version of Faye Dunaway. Mm-hmm.
It was adequate.
It's just one of those flicks, anyway.
Yeah, George said it was okay, and if George says it's okay, it couldn't have been too bad. But then again, George loved Bully also, so what does that tell you? Okay, thanks a lot, Pally. Mickey Rourke.
Why didn't he arrest him for saying, Mickey, my dick, you motherfucker. I said, come over here, you sucker, I'll knock you out. That's what I said.
Well, those were the glory days. Now, that was at IOD, wasn't it, or was that on this station?
No, that was at IOD. That was Dan Stewart got us that tape.
Those were the glorious days. No, but he had his girlfriend calling in, Mickey Rourke, don't you remember?
I do.
He had some girlfriend of his calling in on the show and getting all bent out of shape because we were taking his name in vain, Mickey Rourke.
That he was good in that movie because he played a drunken alley boxer, so he was perfect.
He didn't have to act too much.
Right, at all.
5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T line. Joe Rose for the Mad Dog at 1, the Humper at 3 in the studio. Marlins on Dreck at 6:30 to try to break that 85-game losing streak. The Giants at the Marlins, 7:05, 8 a.k. after the baseball game. And Joe and Mark back together again overnight. Joe back from his honeymoon, his belated honeymoon. Are they going to butch up that show a little bit?
No.
Because this last book, oh. I mean, you're a good friend of his. Why don't you just sit him down and try to explain to him?
Hey, it's the Friday night thing. That's their story, and they're sticking to it.
Oh, you have to be joking me. Okay. Here's Delray Beach. Hello.
How you doing?
Okay, good.
Good. Why don't you bring back the lightning round? You're boring.
Yeah, okay. We're boring, okay? Then find something else to do, okay? Like stick your foot up your ass, see how it feels, okay? Schmuck. Why don't you bring back the lightning round? Sound like one of those retards. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless. That sounds like Blind Mike's boyfriend. Here's North Miami Beach. Hello.
Uncle Neil.
Yes, sir.
What do you know? What do you say? How's it going?
Good.
Okay, Requiem for a Dream. Saw it in theaters a long time ago. Awesome movie. Fantastic. Actually,
right.
I called you like a year ago and told you about it, and it took you till now to figure it out.
Yeah, well, I'm slow. I'm old and slow.
Yeah, definitely one of Marlon Wayans' best. And Jared Leto, did you know he's in a band?
Yes.
Okay, he, I
What's the name of the band, George?
30 Seconds to Mars.
Yeah,
30 Seconds to Mars.
They were down here a few months ago. I met him in a store down on the beach. And my friend was like, oh, get his autograph. But I didn't do that. I just went up to him. I told him I thought the movie was really great. And he really appreciated that.
Did you give him like a little kiss on the cheek?
No, my friend wanted to, though. He was all over him. Seriously. But excellent movie, especially the whole sequence with the mother with the diet pills and her whole, how everything got so crazy with her and everything else.
I'm thinking what we ought to do is get like different color-coded pills for the audience, for the callers. I think that may solve our problem.
That would be good. And George, you know that the chick from the movie's from Labyrinth, right?
No kidding.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I
guess
he knew that. Yeah. Anyways,
quit while you're ahead, man. George is starting to...
Excellent movie. Excellent movie. Everyone go out and see it.
He's turning on you. Okay, thanks, Pally.
No, ciao, Neil.
See ya. Troy in Pembroke Pines says, I'm a homeless voice... if a homeless voice person crosses in front of me and I have a green light, is it okay to hit them?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, we have our permission, Troy, okay? Or if they happen to be up on the median there, and you're making a left turn, if you happen to make a real sharp left turn and just knock them off the median... Now, don't injure them too bad, but if you happen to, like, make a real... sharp left, or maybe you're making a U-E, right?
Right. Or if you're like really, really old and hopped up and blind anyway, hey, you know, instead of driving through a post office, how about to a public service?
Yeah, that's true. You can't injure that many people if you got like one or two homeless voice people on the street corner. It's a lot safer than driving right through the damn post office. Which seems to be happening on a very regular basis in South Florida.
Ahoy!
But the whole thing with people hopped up on drugs, that couldn't be with the senior citizens, could it?
No.
Right.
Not us.
Oh, give me a break. The doctor's there. They got everybody hooked on drugs.
The happy pills alone.
In fact, you know, when they say South Florida is the drug capital of the world, they're not so much talking about illegal street drugs. But don't tell that to the government. Don't tell that to John Walters and the DEA. They're too busy busting people for medical marijuana out on the West Coast, stuff like that. Crap. Number one addiction, food. And now this is interesting because haven't I said, it's another one of the 80 billion topics I've talked about nobody wants to discuss because they're too embarrassed. Haven't I always said that sugar is the most powerful drug on the face of the earth?
Yes.
Although I will say this, the inside of my elbow looks a little better than Jared Leto's.
Man, don't stick that in.
In fact, toward the end there, that thing got so nasty. I don't want to say he had like a little infection. You know?
Wow.
Did you see the look of it in the doctor's face when he pulled up his sleeve?
And then he grabs all the little vials and walks up.
Yeah. Yeah. He said, that's the vilest thing I've ever seen. What's your number one addiction? And I'm telling you, food, 57. Refined carbohydrates, not just sugar, but all of those things. Ice cream, cookies, candy, pies, cakes, pastries, anything with sugar in it. And anything that turns to sugar, like pasta, pizza, all of these things. Food, 57. Sex, 48. Neil Rogers Show, 35. Pot, 33. Internet, 23. Nicotine, 22. Caffeine, 20. I don't have any addictions, 20 asshole. I mean, 20 people said that. 20 freaking liars. Alcohol's up to 19. Heroin, 11. Do you believe that? After taking these calls today, I think,
right.
Yeah.
It would explain a lot.
TV 9, gambling 9, shopping 3, cocaine 3, prescription drugs 3, and we still can't get ecstasy spelled right. It's still got none, probably because they don't know what that is. Out of 315 votes, not one person in this audience is hooked on ecstasy. I don't think it's just young punks doing ecstasy. I think there's like people in their 20s and 30s.
Yeah.
And 40s and 50s. Here's a call from South Miami. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How you doing?
Good.
Love the show. Love the website. Agree with you about Howard Dean. But this is a call from somebody who has a different opinion from you, and I wonder if you're going to let me go and give it to you.
Go ahead.
You and George are completely wrong about this Apple thing, man. You've missed the boat, especially for someone who claims to be a tech head.
Hang on one second, please. First of all, I'm not the one who's as violent about it as George because I never had a Macintosh. That's number one. And number two, I don't claim to be a tech expert. Like, neither do I.
That's Windows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember Clinton's Justice Department trying to shut down this monopoly? Remember how smooth sailing it's been ever since the Justice Department changed? You haven't heard a word about Microsoft.
Right.
They're in bed with the government. Anybody who wants true security on their system will put an OS X Apple operating system on their network. That's the only way. The first thing Windows XP does is audit your network.
This guy's saying the funniest stuff I've ever heard in my life.
Let's hear. We got the computer wizard on here, Carlos. And all he's doing is making.
You're so smart about computers, but you're going to ditto head Walmart, Microsoft, like everybody else in the country.
Regardless of what's going on with the government, it doesn't make a difference on who has the better system, unfortunately. All right, you can say whatever you want of whoever's in bed with whatever, but the better system right now is being made by Microsoft.
Nonsense. You say XP is better than OS X?
OS X is good for what it's good for.
Already right out of the box.
And if you wanted to make any changes, if you wanted to do any programming on that, what do? You have to pay a Mac technician.
Editor, you throw down Code Warrior. It's 10 times more customizable by the individual user than Microsoft
absolutely
ever
not.
Is.
Now you're making stuff up, but...
You've never heard of Code Warrior. No, this is the problem. The number one reason people use Microsoft, fear and ignorance. iPods connect to Windows machines. It's what you don't know that's the reason why you're using Microsoft. If you were to... I have both machines side by side. Nobody who has the two machines side by side will ever say that the Windows is better. Put them side by side.
Now Eric's on the phone.
Yeah, now Eric's on the phone. Eric wants a piece of this, too. Unfortunately,
well,
we can't.
You guys, you're flat out wrong on this one. It's very ditto-headed Walmart.
How much does Macintosh pay you?
What?
How much does Macintosh pay you? What do you do for them?
I have both machines, unlike you. I've got them side by side. I've got them side by side, too,
and one's in the box because it doesn't work.
I've got a Gateway and an iMac side by side. I use them both. It's like driving a Lexus and then a Ferrari and saying the Lexus is better.
The Macintosh does work well as a footstool, though.
This is one where you show the truth about your ditto-headedness.
Well, listen, what we're going to do is we're going to set up a duel between the two over the weekend, and we'll sell tickets $50 a piece. Hang in there, pal.
All right. Thanks.
See, I let him say his thing and let him argue with you. You computer nerds, it's always the same. We've talked about this in the past. I mean, what does everybody get so whipped up to a frenzy about? It's not like you're arguing about, like, you know, which is the best flavor of ice cream, something important.
Right. Chocolate?
You owe an apology to the last guy too, because this is a guy who doesn't like chocolate that he's arguing with. Carlos don't like chocolate.
What is
so I rest my case. What do I know about it? I never had a Macintosh, so what the hell do I know? I've had a Big Mac. I wasn't too crazy about that.
I think AOL.
I threw it up.
It's good for people that don't know what they're doing. It's good for people that need something to use right out of the box and have no idea about it.
Well, that would be good for me.
No, you know enough to not use a Mac.
Oh,
we had them at WIOD for all our sound editing and everything. They were freaking nightmares for that guy that doesn't think that we've actually used them.
Okay.
For graphics, they're great. If you're a graphics designer, they used to be...
Let's have
stuff.
A duel. Let's have a brawl. Let's fight a war over it. 1057 at 560 WQA. Mom's always been there for us, so this Mother's Day she deserves the softest gift for the hardest job. This year, pamper her with a Pajamagram. She'll receive the most luxurious pajamas along with free lavender bath tea, a gift card, and a Do Not Disturb sign, all delivered in a keepsake hat box. To send a Pajamagram gift, shop online at Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and they'll help you choose the perfect pair. And everybody wants the perfect pair. They have brands she knows and loves like Nora and Nora, Crabtree and Evelyn, and Naturi, made from premium fabrics like Egyptian cotton and fine silk in sizes to fit any mom. Plus, they've got gowns, robes, slippers, and great spa products, too. Sending a pajamagram is a creative way to thank her, and it's delivered right to her door. She'll absolutely love it. It's a gift you know she'll use. They're the sister company of Vermont Teddy Bear, so you know you can trust the quality, and you know you're going to get on-time delivery, too. So this Mother's Day, send Mom the softest gift for the hardest job. Just visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's pajamagram.com.
Live and local. This is Sports Radio 560. QAM.
You fudge packing?
Hi, I'm Microsoft founder Bill Gates. Today I'm here with some sad, sad news. I only earned $65 trillion in the last fiscal quarter, which is slightly lower than the projected $70 nanojillion I was hoping for. So this means I'll have to put on hold several projects I was hoping to start, like Microsoft Ice Cream, MSABC, and my plans to infiltrate the Justice Department. Plus, I might not be able to buy the Kremlin for my wife on her birthday this year. Besides, the roof on my $66 million home is leaking a little. So that's why I'm asking you to contribute to me, Bill Gates. Just send me your money, and no one has to get hurt. Believe me, your money is very important to me and to everyone on this planet. Because if you send me enough money, I'll show my gratitude by not blocking out the sun as previously planned. This is Bill Gates, and I thank you for your kind generosity.
Great, upstanding American that we all know and love, don't we? Hate him like poison?
Yes.
See, that's why I don't understand. You hate Bill Gates.
I hate Bill Gates. He should be eaten.
Yep, well, I agree.
He didn't invent any of the things that he's selling. They have nothing to do with him except he gets the money.
I wish Mac was better. I would love to tell Windows to go F themselves.
And give my money to somebody else.
Right, but unfortunately, it is not. To this point, they are not. They are still a good ways away.
They suck?
Yeah.
You don't have to get so psychotic about it, though. I thought we were going to have like a bloodbath there, but that's the way the computer people are. I think that'd be a good poll. I think we have tomorrow's poll. No, seriously, I mean, it fits right in, because everybody that votes on a poll is online, you know, doing using something.
Right.
Even if it's not one that they own, if they're doing it at work or, you know, if they're a time-stealing weasel, as Mad Dog calls them. What is that, by the way, time-stealing weasel? What is he talking about?
I don't know.
I mean, what he's trying to talk about when he says that are guys at work who are just dicking around on a computer while they're supposed to be working. Kind of strange, though. Kind of bizarre. Well, it's probably a sports thing. 5670560. Let's fight it out, baby. Windows against the Big Mac. If I get a Big Mac, I throw it out the window myself.
He called back. He wanted to talk to me off the air.
Why?
It's like a religion with them.
He wants to convince me.
I have in-laws that are Apple people, and you can't, for love or money,
wouldn't it be great, the invasion of the Apple people?
It's like fundamentalist Christians.
I'm putting that on my list, the Apple people. They're rotten to the core. And guess where we're going to film it? In the Big Apple. Just calm down, LeBrook. I think pop one of them green ones, okay? It'll do you a lot of good. Oh, the purple one. It's almost noon. Pop a purple one. Here's a call from Miami Beach. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Neil?
Good.
I hear you. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, Neil, I know you're not a sports guy. You don't want to talk about sports, but this has nothing to do with sports. You know, that guy, the coach that got fired at Alabama, I just want to know what your opinion was on that.
I don't, because I don't know anything about it. I don't care. The guy brought it up earlier, and he said that he was going to a strip club or something like that, and we already talked about that, but I don't know the details, so I'm not just going to start, pontificating when I don't even know the story. You know the story? No. Yeah, exactly. We don't know that story, because we don't... See, now that guy was a good guy, and it was in the first hour, and he called me, and that may have been the first call. And he was, a good caller, but the fact of the matter is, he said, well, you really don't follow sports. And that's not true. See, there is, this points to a big thing. A big difference. All my life I've been a sports fan. I've gone to a zillion baseball games, I've gone to plenty of pro football games, zillions of hockey games. I used to broadcast college and high school basketball. So don't tell me I'm not a sports fan. There's a difference between us, in addition to which, as things change. As things have gotten more mercenary, the big bucks and a whole chain and the expansion and the watering down of what used to be really enjoyable events, you become, at least for me, less and less interested. So there's a difference between somebody who is a sports fan who enjoys watching, I guarantee you, any Sunday, I will bet all of your lives on it that on a given Sunday when you've got the NFL package, I'll watch more NFL football when you combine all the different, games that I'll watch, on the package than all the people on our station put together. All these so-called sports experts. Because, first of all, Mad Dog and Howard, they're doing a Dolphin game, right, every week. Hank, the ESPN sends him off to do one game every week, so he sees that one. He'll see the Monday night game on TV, unless he's working it. And basically, that's it. So how can you talk about all the other games when you haven't seen any of them? That's what goes on this radio station. And you wonder why these people don't talk about hockey at all other than Geldy? If you took all the people on QAM, the so-called sports experts, and put them together, how many hockey games do you think they've seen in their lives?
None.
Right, and that's exaggerating, I think. I'm talking about games in their entirety. How can you talk about something that you know nothing about? That would be like me getting involved in that argument you guys just had about the Apple and Windows. What the hell do I know about it? I got my computer here, my cheap off-brand, although it's fine. It would be nice to have some sound on it, but we don't. And even if we did, I still couldn't run it through the board because they didn't think about that. But that's okay. I'm not complaining. My equipment here is a lot better than yours. We had thunderstorms here all night last night. Not one piece of equipment. See, that's something I don't understand. Every time there's like a bird flies over down there, we come in the morning, oh, this doesn't work, and the computers are all screwed. Yeah, it's like everything's screwed up. Here we have thunderstorms and lightning and crap and rain pouring like crazy.
I hate this place. Nothing works here.
And I don't have any problem here. Everything is working just fine in the studio. But what the hell do I know? My computer works. I know, you know, over the last 3... And see, I think that those people who are too lazy, I don't want to mention any names, but no, seriously, I think there are people on this station and outside of it who poo-poo the internet who don't know anything about it because they've never taken the time to learn how to do a computer. It's not that difficult. If I can do it, although, you know, I'm pretty good with, like, setting up stereos and TVs and satellite dishes because I've had a lot of experience doing it. I have no problem with doing that stuff. But it isn't rocket science, and it's so enjoyable, all the things you can do on there, once you get past the first frustrating part of figuring out what the hell how to do it. Right?
Right.
Did I make my point? I don't think so. You sound like depressed.
Oh, I'm reading a fact. We're getting hate faxes from Apple users now.
I knew it. We struck the raw nerve, man. I think we'll take that poll tomorrow, although it's pretty limited, you know? I mean, what are you going to ask? I guess maybe we can phony up some different questions about, you know.
We could just ask them, what do you use or what do you prefer, you know?
No, what do you prefer, okay? What is the best, not what do you use? What do you
what
like?
What do you prefer?
What would you rather get your hands on?
And, you know, and all their points have nothing to do with anything like, Microsoft ripped off Apple Concepts.
Well, what are they saying?
Microsoft ripped off Apple Concepts like, you know, like the graphic interface, which is where you get to click on an icon and make it work. Yeah, that's true.
But, you know, in all fairness, and I'm not taking sides, but in all fairness, that would be like saying Ben and Jerry's ripped off Breyers because they made ice cream. Yeah.
You know, Ben and Jerry's
ripped
off
the Iceman.
Frozen water.
Right. I mean, just because somebody else came along first doesn't mean that what they offer you is the best.
Correct.
Necessarily. Here's a call from Davey. Hello.
Neil, I have great news for you this morning. The Broward County Commission passed a resolution condemning the U.S. Patriot Act, the U.S. Patriot Act II, and the Florida Emergency Health Powers Act.
Excellent.
And so now BSO doesn't have to arrest people and keep them under detention without just cause and not tell anybody about it. Librarians
they don't have to, but they probably still will.
Well, but the county's behind these people now, you know, and they're sending a message to both Bush administrations. That,
excellent.
You know, we're not going to take, you know, we're not going to take their letting, you know, they're usurping our rights sitting down.
Thanks
so whoever
it
was, you know, you got to congratulate the Broward County Commissioners.
Crime is mad as hell, but I'm not going to take this anymore.
Oh! Nice going, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pally. Thank you.
Thank you.
So there's a little bit of good news for you, huh? Broward County joining the growing list of counties and municipalities and cities and places across the country saying, just say
no
to Patriot Act parts 1 through 100, okay? Forget about Patriot Act. Just say no to fascism. Stop using 9/11 as an excuse to take away people's liberties. We predicted it back then, and it's grown way beyond our wildest fears. Isn't it appropriate there? Oh, here's the story. Bechtel tied to bin Laden's. That's a good one. Hussein's son took $1 billion out just before the war, bank aides say. We'll get to that. Secret Joe McCarthy hearings open after 50 years. This is the one I want to get to in a minute or two, in a momento or two. Did he say memento?
Pimento.
See, I have great crapitation. I was so enthusiastic, I slept out to two different stores yesterday to make sure I could fill my whole list out and get all these movies, which I did. I got every one I wanted. And now, I mean, Bully sucked. I don't care what you say. Bully was really, it was awful.
Okay.
It was awful. I mean, you know, you build it up with the sound of teenagers having a lot of sex and getting stoned. Yeah, but first of all, the story was pointless. They're going to kill one kid because he picked on his friends since they were little kids. Okay?
Yeah.
So the whole bunch of these people decide, oh, okay, we'll kill him. It was just depressing, without any entertainment. At least Requiem for a Dream was, it kept you riveted.
Right.
It was so well made. It was so well acted.
Bully looked like a home movie by comparison.
I mean, you'd think that Larry Clark, who seems to be this chicken queen to me, is what he seems like. And again, I apologize, Larry, if I'm wrong, but that's what you seem like to me. At least get some good taste, okay? At least find some young people to put in there who look good, except the two chicks, which I agree with you.
Yeah.
There were two. But 2 out of 10 ain't all that good. You know, it's 20%.
All right.
And if you can tell me some other reason why you liked the movie, I'd love to hear what it was.
A long time ago. I thought, you know, it was a true story. I thought it was gritty.
There's a lot of things that are a true story. That doesn't mean that it's a well-made movie about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
There have been a lot of war movies, and the wars were all true stories. Did that mean that all the war movies were good? No.
No.
Although I did like Born on the 4th of July. In fact, when I saw that, we had nothing. I feel better, because I remember after you got me to see that, and in fact, George gave me the CD, and I brought it up here, and I watched it, and it was also very depressing, but nevertheless, it was well-acted, it was good. And nobody talked about that either, so I'm not going to feel bad about Donnie Brasco, because I don't know what the hell they're watching, maybe just all porno movies, which is fine, but once in a while, like maybe 1 out of every 10 would be good. One out of every...
About 30...
Man... Well, I don't have that queued up. I've only got the two machines here. I don't have the luxury of having that in my thing like you do. When they refurbish my hard one. And of course it will be an Apple. An Apple a day keeps the repairs away. That's what that guy said. And you guys are saying, nah. See, I don't listen to any of it because I've heard Eric and Carlos getting into it back and forth, and everybody who's a computer wizard, every one of them, you can't get them to agree on anything, even what day of the week it is.
Well, then it should make you cavil to see Eric and Carlos bonding over this issue.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, yeah. Eric
I'm
Calder
so
said,
pleased.
An apple a day tells the whole world,
you're gay.
Well, they are very colorful machines, though. Aren't they?
They come in pink.
They do come in pink, so if you have a pink computer, please call us. Right away. Call us whatever you want. 12 minutes after 11 at 560 WQM. Happy Tuesday to you. If you're in a dead-end job, if you're pretty unhappy, and speaking of computers, you want to be in a great new high-paying computer job like Beaner Boy, here's the answer for you. Get the training. Where do you do it? You do it at Fast Train. Call them toll-free. They'll give you all the information. They'll explain it to you. And right on the right off the bat, in just 4 short months, you can have the train to get yourself into a great high-paying job. Call 1-866-FAST-TRAIN, and don't forget, Fast Train offers convenient day, evening, and weekend classes. You can get more information about the services they offer you on their website, fasttrain.com. And they got locations all over town, so if you're worried about fitting it into your schedule, no problem, because there's bound to be one close by you. You won't have to do a lot of schlepping. They have locations in Miami, Kendall, Pembroke Pines, and Fort Lauderdale, so like I said, there's bound to be one convenient for where you live. So get out of your dead-end job once and for all, and get yourself the training for a new, real high-paying career and a big, fat, impressive paycheck. And don't forget to register at fasttrain.com to receive your free American flag bumper sticker, too. Pick it up and wave it in the air. And the bumper sticker, too. Call Fast Train today, toll-free, 1-866-FAST-TRAIN. And be sure and tell them that old Todd Dreck told you to call.
My and local. This is Sports Radio 560, QAQAM.
Fast.
Now, how gazillionaire Bill Gates spends his spare time.
Yes, indeedy-doo. It's billionaire, gazillionaire Bill Gates, worth over $52 billion, and that's just the money I've counted. However, I do like my downtime. As a matter of fact, currently I'm at the Home Depot in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. Let me get one of these orange-vested kids. I'll show you how I have fun. Sir, excuse me, do you work here?
Yeah.
How much do you make an hour?
$5.
Well, what would you say if I gave you $5,000?
Yeah, man, what you want?
I'm Bill Gates, you know.
Yeah.
Here's all you have to do.
Yeah.
Lop off one of your feet with this chainsaw.
What you talking about, Mr. Gates?
All right, I'll give you $10,000.
You can call me Stumpy.
Funny little man.
1117 at 560 WQM. So anyway, Lynn emails me and says that the Apple people are, it's like a religion to them. They're fanatic.
Isn't that what I just said?
She knows many Apple people, and they're all like fanatics. That they're obsessed.
You can't have a conversation with them about
it. They're neurotic about it. I don't understand it.
They're right, and we're wrong. That's all there is to it.
Okay. George just admitted that he said you're right and he's wrong. Is that what
Maybe
you just said?
Right.
5670560. Let's see. DJ says, oh, this is pathetic. Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you something. You people that think I'm exaggerating, I've been trying to warn you for years. It was coming. You could smell it. You could smell the goose stepping in the ear. You could smell this burning rubber. Colorado Springs, Colorado. Country station KKCS has suspended two disc jockeys for playing the Dixie Chicks, violating a ban imposed after the group criticized President Bush. We pulled their music 2 months ago, and it's been a difficult decision because how can you ignore the hottest group in country music, station manager Jerry Grant said. He said there's been discussion about whether to reinstate the music, but the DJs, Dave Moore and Jeff Singer, became impatient. They made it very clear that they support wholeheartedly the President of the U.S., they support wholeheartedly the troops, the military, but they also support the right of free speech, Grant said. The station has received a couple hundred calls and 75% favor playing the music. You ready for that?
Yeah.
Grant and said Moore and Singer will be out for a couple of days. They're suspended for a couple of... Suspended a sentence. I gave them an alternative. Stop it now and they'll be on suspension. They can continue playing them. And when they come out of the studio, they won't have a job. How do you like that? The station plans to play the group's music again eventually. Most stations are starting to play them again. Any song here, a song there. I just have a problem with the way this was done, he said, El Managerio. We would have them put in a bunch of crap. So, in other words, when once we feel the heat is off, we'll go back and play it again.
Yeah.
What a cowardly pile of Schmidt, man. What, you can smell it. All the way from Colorado Springs, all the way across the border, I can smell it here. God. Smells like elephant crap. Okay, oh, here's a real hysterical fact. Windows is what people have been forced to use because of superior marketing. Only since about Windows 2000 Professional has Windows been reasonably stable over a length of time, and it's got XP, bah, 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 all based on NT technology. I don't have time to read all these letters and numbers. I don't. We'll be on till 4 o'clock. OCX is based on Unix. On Unix AOS. That has been used for over 20 years. Well, what is AOS? An OS? This is not in language that I speak. Right. I'm sorry, I don't speak computer lingo, okay? It says, Apples I like, but they're expensive machines and does have a bit to go, but they're now using Unix, which is a great thing. I think that the Apple fanatics are Unix. Huh? No, I think that's the problem.
Don't cut!
It's gotta be. I mean, to be this obsessive about something like that. In fact, the last Apple guy that I know what he said?
I don't have a penis. I've never had one, I swear.
Yeah, Unix. So I rest my case because I don't understand any of it, okay? It's just silly crap. It's just to get so whipped up into a frenzy about what kind of computer you're going to buy, okay? Just go buy one.
Adele.
Here's Homestead. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what about Quaaludes? They're a prerequisite to a dream.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, also...
Oh, and by the way, the good news now that Eric spelled ecstasy, right, it got a vote finally, now that they know what it meant. Go ahead.
The spirit of Gates compels you.
It sounded a little bit like Reverend Jones to me.
Sure did.
5670560, #560 on the AT&T and Verizon line. We're asking, we got 397 votes, not too shabby, even Carlos is impressed. What's your number one addiction? Food 74, sex 58, pot 42... The Neil Rogers Show, 38. Alcohol, 31. I don't have any addictions, 31. You're liars. I don't believe that for a minute. Do you believe it?
Nope.
The Internet, 30. Caffeine, 27. Nicotine, 24. TV, 12. Heroin, 11. I don't believe that either. Gambling, 10. Shopping, 4. Prescription drugs, only 4. I don't believe that for a minute. Cocaine, 3. Ecstasy, 1. Of course, the thing with prescription drugs is the people that are hooked on them, most of them don't realize it.
Right.
Like poor Ellen Burstyn. She was Burstyn. That's why she had to lose that weight. She was bursting at the seams with that red dress. And then the amazing part about that, well, one of the so many amazing things, is every time she turned on the TV, it was only the one. Maybe that was a 24-hour show that was never went off.
The game show channel.
That guy looked like Mort Downey, you know what?
Uh-huh.
Only Mort Downey died before they made the movie, but he looked a lot like him. And they were doing a lot. I was waiting for the juicy man to come on there because everybody was juiced up on that thing. They were juicing this and juicing that. They were all doing the juice. I was waiting for the juice to come on and, like, kill somebody. 5670560, pound 560 on the 8. We sure got a long way from Requiem for a Dream all the way over to Apple and Windows. Bill Gates against, is it Steve Jobs? Is he still with Apple?
I don't think so.
Is he gone?
I guess. I thought they're all gone. I thought they all cashed out.
I see. Here's Miramar. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Great.
Hey, when you're talking about them addictions there, bro, I could probably check off a few on that list, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Hey, hey, these guys are, they're talking about, what's this, bro? Bill Gates, bro. I mean, Macintosh and Windows.
Yeah.
Hey, I think Bill Gates, I think he actually owns a big piece of Apple Computer.
Does he owns a big piece, huh? Yeah.
Hey, Neil.
Yeah.
Hey,
come on, Bruno, get it together.
Hey, hold on, let me blow it out.
Let it out, blow it out. I can smell it all the way up here.
How soon can he be here?
He could probably be here in a couple of hours if he knew how strong this stuff was up here. Hey, listen, have a good one for us, Pally.
All right, man.
And don't use the Herald, it'll kill you. He's wrapping it in the Herald. Wow, that was pretty exciting. At least we got somebody happy down there. That, you know, that's another reason why if you're in South Florida, you got to be stoned out of your mind as much as possible because it's such a depressing goddamn place.
No kidding.
But he's oblivious and for obvious. In fact, George wanted me to hang and put him on hold so we can get the number.
Could you?
Find out where he's getting the good crap.
Star 67.
Look at that. 68 degrees and sunny here today.
Oh,
it's going to be like paradise. It's going to be paradise. In spite of the effing New York Times, okay? Senator Joe McCarthy hearings open after 50 years. This is from the Washington Post. 50 years after Senator Joe McCarthy's scorched earth investigation into supposed communist infiltration of America's most sensitive institutions, secret transcripts released on Monday add another layer to tarnish his place in history. And by the way, Joe McCarthy, if you're listening in that big graveyard in the sky...
You're gay.
The 5,000 pages from his closed-door hearing show no smoking guns, no uncovered spies, no verification of conspiracy theories on which he built his political career. McCarthy had shop-worn goods and fishing expeditions, said Don Ritchie, the Senate's associate historian who began poring over the transcripts in 1976. He said the files won't provide fodder for any revisionists arguing McCarthy was right. No one McCarthy summoned went to jail. Even the few who were convicted of contempt won on appeal, but his probes ruined lives and careers with unproven hints of communist taint. The documents were released in a joint venture authorized by Senators Carl Levin of Michigan and Susan Collins of Maine, then respectively the top Democrat and Republican on the Senate Permanent Committee on Investigations, McCarthy's platform. McCarthy flourished during Cold War anxieties with some parallels to today's fear of terrorism. Levin said the hearings were a reminder of tactics that can be used to quiet dissenters and the need to resist those who try to steal voices of disagreement. Nice going, Carl. You go, boy. Because the McCarthy era is back big time. Joe McCarthy lives, and he lives right there in Washington, D.C. He lives in PNAC, and he lives in the American Enterprise Institute. He lives in the Heritage Foundation. He lives in all these right-wing damn think tank Nazi organizations is what he lives in. And it's up to you. You can either be oblivious and stay stoned out of your mind like this last guy who was a happy camper, or you can like maybe do something about it, like register to vote next time and not put up with this crap no mo, which more and more people I'm talking to are saying that no mo. What's his story with Mo lately? He just kind of like, I don't know. It's kind of boring these days, you know?
Well, let's do something.
Yeah, no, we don't have to do something. Let's wait for him to do something. You know, like, wake up, get out of his lethargy. Maybe this last guy can get him some good crap. Maybe he can stuff it in his bag. 11:27 at 560 WQAM. You know, Mother's Day is coming up this Sunday, and the folks at Vermont Teddy Bear have been busy hand-making some great new bears for you and for your mom. Your mom, your wife, your grandma deserve something extra special this year. Show them how much you appreciate them by sending an authentic Vermont teddy bear. She'll receive a beautiful bear personalized just for her and delivered with a free card and gourmet candy in a colorful gift box. They've got great bears waiting for you, like the Spa Ma Bear, Mom's Biggest Fan Bear, or the new Queen for a Day Bear. And believe me, I can tell you, there's nothing like being a queen for a day. Dad, it's your job to get a grip from the kids, and the mother and cub set is a perfect idea. Add as many cubs as you want with their names embroidered right on the little outfits. It's a lot more creative and cute and thoughtful than flowers, and unlike the flowers which die in just a matter of hours, this gift will last a lifetime. So call 1-800-829-BEAR, and a friendly bear counselor will help you tailor a bear just for her, so she'll know you put some real thought into your gift this year. You won't believe the incredible, the amazing reaction you're going to get. Ordering is quick and easy, too. Just one easy phone call, 1-800-829-BEAR, or you can shop online on your Apple, on your whatever, at VermontTeddyBear.com. This year, thank Mom for all she does. With a Vermont Teddy Bear, call 1-800-829-BEAR.
Live and local, this is 560.
The radio's all yours.
QAM.
Anybody have a heart or a liver?
Now, no. You won't believe what just happened there.
Sure I will.
That is the most amazing thing that I've ever seen on a CD deck. Now, I'm not sure it's going to play when I hit it, and probably because it's an Apple. Does Apple make CD players?
Rock and roll!
Are you ready to rock? Because here we go!
You don't play your music, and I won't call the police.
He's singing something that's not a song.
They want you to strip tease the music.
Ah! Woo-hoo! I'm in love with a girl at the rock show. She said, why? And I told her that I didn't know. She's so cool.
We got a song here from a group that plays instruments.
I can't let her keep singing those songs.
Ready to play some funky music, white boy?
What kind of music do you usually have here?
For the love of all that is holy, will somebody please put off the country?
The music we just heard might never be heard again.
The song's over.
All right.
11:31 at 560. Now, the amazing thing is not only the person who sent this fax, but the fact that you forwarded it to me.
Yeah.
Says in big letters, that guy was wasted.
Yeah.
No. Come on.
That's why.
I don't believe it. Want to retract something I said about we got ecstasy spelled right on our website? I just looked at it again. There's only one C in ecstasy, Eric. I don't want to pick on you, fatso, but there's only one C. It's A-S-Y, okay, not A-C-Y. He's obsessed with the C. Maybe you're teaching him the lingo. And also, he'd never put porno on there. Didn't we agree to put porno on there? Somebody suggested that. That was a good idea. Not on there. Our poll is a little, our poll is lame. It's drooping. Ecstasy's got two votes now, and I bet if we spelled it right, it might actually have a couple more. 436 votes. Most people are addicted to food, number one, and sex, number two, and pot, number three, and this show, number four. That's it. Big Arnie says, I'm not an apple person. I prefer bananas. Windows XP is fantastic, he says. Also, Mad Dog always used to call me corporate time-stealing weasel when I faxed him from work, but now I've lost his fax, so I'll steal time from my company with you. There you go. Thank you, Big Arnie. 5670560. Oh, not another one of these. I can't believe it. Your so-called computer whiz Beaner Boy has shown his true colors. He's 100% wrong about the XP OS. The best operating system in the world is Unix. I told you there are a bunch of Unix. Mm-hmm. All the most important institutions, military, government, hospitals use Unix when reliability is critical. Linux and Mac OS X use BSD, which is based on Unix, so they're inherently better than XP. Is there anybody in the world who understands any of this except maybe you?
Wrong. Linux is great when they start developing Linux more and they actually get some money
Linus?
Behind it.
Is he still got a security blanket?
It's going to be
Linus
great,
is a Unix.
Just because something's based on something doesn't make it good. You can destroy
I'm just reading the facts. Don't argue with me about it, okay? It says the only reason XP is better is that there's so many more apps written for Windows than the others because of its monopoly. Windows 2000 was the best evolution of the Windows OS. XP is just a bloated mess that requires double the memory and hard drive space because it's spying on everything you do. It says, I'm not an Apple user, haven't had one since 95. I'm just telling you the facts. I don't know where they're teaching Beaner Boy in that so-called school he went to, but I have a clue. Who said he went to school?
Yeah, right. Can't afford school.
You went to what?
I can't
go to no school. He stole a computer off the back of a pickup truck. Says, that's why I have all CompTIA certificate. Oh, it just goes on. All I can say is, like everything in life, you shouldn't criticize what you don't know. In this case, the Beaner is showing his ignorance. P.S. Beaner's boy's voice makes George sound like Don Pardo. Tell him to shut his little pastelito hole. What's a pastelito?
Shut your pastelito hole. A little pastry.
Pastelito?
Si.
I see. See? Yeah, shut your pastelito hole, you little beater. Well, he doesn't talk that much. He just talks once in a great while to make George sound more macho. I guess the guy's on with our act.
Thanks.
5670560, pound 560. Let's argue about computers, okay, and I'll just sit back and take a nap. Because, God, it's so boring. It really is.
It is.
I can't think of many things in the world because it's just, it's the fanatical people. Most of us who have computers, I'll give you another example. It's like cars. You right. like what you like.
Mm-hmm.
I like Corvettes. I drive Corvettes, okay? I can afford them. I drive them. I enjoy them. Not everybody likes Corvettes. But for me to sit here and try to talk you into it, if you like a crappy little Mustang, you can probably afford a crappy little Mustang. Drive whatever, a 5.0, like they were doing. That was in the movie you had me watch, that awful bully.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who was it that had the 5.0?
I don't know. It was a long time ago when I saw it.
Oh. Now, why did you send me this fax? Just to aggravate? I can't say that on the air. That's why you sent it to me.
Oh, yeah, of course. Just for
that we can't talk about.
Own self.
Let's see. Here's the fact. Says, I saw Memento, and if it wasn't for the fact that I rented the DVD instead of buying it, I'd be using it as a coaster. Oh, great. I don't care what Fagadorn says, but after about 30 minutes, you'll also want to lose your short-term memory. Oh, God.
Fagadorn didn't recommend it. Fagadorn never saw it.
It was Beaner Boy, I think.
Yeah.
Said, well, you know something? I learned my lesson. And if I put one of these on, I certainly have plenty to choose from now. If I put one of mine and it looks like it's going to suck, I'll go on to the next one.
Memento is a Requiem for a Dream.
I made a bad, bad, bad mistake. I'll watch Requiem for a Dream again. That's how good it was. I'd watch it again today. That's how much I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
Just to see some of the things I'd be missing. Here's a call from Miami. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I haven't been able to get through to you, but I want to let you know that I saw Requiem for a Dream in New Hampshire a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And everybody that I know that's seen that movie loves it. It's an amazing movie. It gets better every time you see it. And, like, just the music, if you ever hear the soundtrack or anything, like on a CD, mm-hmm. like it brings you right back to where the movie was. Like the whole feeling and everything. And also, I wanted to let you know there's this movie that comes with it if you buy the two-pack on the
Why did you stop playing the music?
If you buy the two-pack, it comes with this movie called Pi.
Yeah.
And that's also like a crazy movie like that.
That was
like,
Darren Aronofsky's first movie.
Yeah, it's a crazy movie, similar cinematography. It's a great movie. And, you know, I just want to let you know that everyone who hasn't seen Requiem for a Dream needs to get that.
Amen. Well said, Pally. Movie. Thanks.
Now I want to see Pi.
I'm going to go out and get Pi, so a Mother Hubbard one. Oh, and you know, I kept asking this morning. I've looked and looked. I can't find the story about the brawl they had in L.A. at Denny's last night. I saw it on the news, and, man, they were just going apeshit in there. They were throwing, like, chairs and tables and glasses and plates, and it was incredible.
I haven't seen any footage of it flipping around.
Denny's. And I scoured the Internet every damn, even the L.A. Times this morning, I couldn't find nothing on it. Maybe they just made it up. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. Here's a call from West Palm Beach. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Let me grab my list, man. I got so many things I want to tell you. Hey, you know what? I saw Requiem, and it's definitely one of my favorite movies of all time. And also, I wanted to suggest Happiness. Have you seen that, or George?
Nope. Never heard of it.
Nope.
It's a director by the name of Todd Solondz, I believe. And it's actually about a child molester, too, a pedophile. And there's about four or five different stories running through the flick, and it's just very, very, very disturbing.
Hmm.
But definitely, I don't know if I would buy it, but it's definitely one of those weird flicks that didn't get a lot of play, but it's just incredibly disturbing, just like Requiem.
Okay.
And then the other two things I had for you, did you read The Iceman Cometh by Maureen Dowd the other day?
Yes, we had it on the website.
Oh, okay. Well, that was very good. And also, did you see the story where Rummy's company actually helped build the nuclear reactors in North Korea?
Yes. We also had that on there, too.
Okay.
We're on it, man.
I'm telling you, man. Just incredible, the hypocrisy, man, of our time.
And the public is like that. You know, they're busy watching the crap.
And I don't know if, in that story, Rummy and all the Republicans were screaming out. Well, actually, he didn't say anything, but they were all screaming bloody murder when Clinton was letting those reactors go up. And, of course, they didn't know that Rummy was, like, the director of the board of the company that got $2 billion for doing it.
Just another one of those coincidences, I guess, right?
It just is. All right, so hey, thanks a lot.
Have a great day. Yeah, we read that story yesterday, I do believe, didn't I? Yeah, I'm positive.
Mm-hmm.
Bechtel tied to bin Laden's. This is from CNN, not some ultra-liberal website. This is from CNN that used to be like a news network once upon a time, but nevertheless, it says, from the CNN Money website, the Bush administration launched a war on terror because of the alleged facts of the alleged act of Osama bin Laden. Ironically, one of the companies the administration has picked to rebuild Iraq after the latest phase of that war has ties to bin Laden's family, according to a published report. Bechtel Corporation, that private construction firm based in San Francisco, recently was awarded a State Department contract potentially worth more than $600 million to help rebuild Iraq's infrastructure after the recent U.S.-led war there. The Bush administration pushed for that war because it said the regime of Saddam, former leader of Iraq, had ties to the Al-Qaeda terror network headed by bin Laden, the group allegedly responsible for 9/11. According to an article in the May 5th issue of New Yorker magazine, several bin Laden family members, part of a large Saudi Arabian family that made a fortune in the construction business, invested about $10 million in a private equity fund operated by former subsidiary of Bechtel before 9/11. You following that?
Uh-huh.
They invested about $10 million in a private equity fund operated by a former subsidiary of Bechtel before 9/11. Not that they knew something. Fremont Group, a San Francisco-based private investment firm, once was a unit of Bechtel, and its board still includes Bechtel CEO Riley P. Bechtel and former U.S. Secretary of State and former Bechtel President George P. Shultz, along with several current Bechtel directors. Bechtel could not be reached for comment. Fremont spokeswoman Pat Hardin confirmed bin Laden's family had invested $10 million in a Fremont fund, but she said the family had no ownership stake in Fremont, and its investment was made well before the events of September the 11th. Well, not that they knew something was coming, huh? And isn't it amazing how we allowed them to whisk them back off and get them out of the country back to Saudi Arabia for their safety? right after 9/11, the bin Laden family.
Mighty white of us.
The Bush family's close personal friends and business associates. 11:41 at 560 WQM has some great deals for you from our friends at Hallett Pontiac GMC. They're practically, it's not Christmas yet, it's a long ways off, but it might just as well be. Tom Lehman and Joe Prieto have got three great Neil deals, the likes of which you seldom have heard. Deal number one, get yourself 0% financing for 60 months on every Pontiac or GMC in stock. Neil deal number two, get up to a $4,000 rebate on every new GMC and Pontiac in stock. Let me say it again, get up to a $4,000 rebate on every new car or truck in stock at Hallett Pontiac right now. And Neil deal number three, if you're currently a GMC, GM Smart Lease or Smart Buy customer and drive a Chevy Blazer, Old Bravado, or GMC Jimmy, buy or lease a new Pontiac or GMC and get an extra $1,000 off the price. While you're at Hallett, why not take a couple of minutes and test drive the all-new spiffy and powerful Pontiac Grand Prix, too. Hallett Pontiac GMC, they are unbeatable as far as service, selection, and as far as price. You'll find them at 13401 South Dixie Highway, that's US 1, right across from the falls, open every day, 7 days a week. For more information on these great deals, call the Neil Deal Hotline, toll-free, 1-888-534-4211. Be sure and tell them that Bob Eisenberg told you to call, 1-888-534-4211. Don't forget all Neil Deals, subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. Hallett Pontiac GMC, make no mistake about it, they are professional grade.
We're Sports Radio 560, QAM.
Chamberlain, rate me.
Well, congratulations. Get a life.
Go for the finest in online casino gambling. Call 1-800-CALL-BETS. Remember him? Donna Reed? Judd for the fence?
You're so old.
Old, huh?
Yeah.
See that there? I'm still spry. Now listen up, two boy. Remember that bomb I dropped on them two Malfeasies toy burglars over there?
Yeah, you sure showed them.
Showed them what?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I ain't through with them yet, see? It just so happens I got another bomb to drop.
Like this?
No, not that kind of bomb, you moron!
No!
This was even bigger than before!
Okay, what is it?
Well, as you knew, Ginger Rogers does her show up in Canada.
Eh?
Yeah, but what you don't know is, Ginger flies his lover, that faggot horn, up there every weekend. Yeah, for hot gay sex.
No!
And another thing, don't believe what you hear in the air. Them two have been grabbing each other's tea bags for years now.
Boy, that's some bomb.
Nah, you ain't through yet, stupid. Now, I paid a great deal of money to a fellow staff member who loves and admires me to leave Ginger's pot open last weekend, you see?
Oh.
What you're about to hear is that pipe-smoking Ginger Rogers and that train monkey Fagadadorn dancing together in a romantic embrace.
That sounds like it's really good.
Get up and listen.
Okay.
One, two, three, one,
yeah.
Two, three, one.
couple of girls here.
That's them?
I mean, girls might have.
One, two, three.
Yeah.
Now you've got it.
It's a queer.
I bet he thinks Pegador is pretty. Listen to that. They sure are sweet on each other, aren't they?
Doc, my socks! My socks are wet!
Oh. Oh, Doctor.
Your bag, Mom!
Oh, Doctor, here.
It's overflowing!
I'll come up with my wig.
Doc!
Here.
Stop! It won't stop!
I got to
burn on. I lost the
charge. Stop.
Stop.
11:47 at 560 WQM. So I'm looking on my email here that George just sent me. Where the hell did you get this?
Oh, it was right there on the Yahoo thing when I was looking at his bio earlier. We were talking about
Jared Leto, who was in Requiem for a Dream.
And that was one of the pictures that was there. And I thought that you might like to see him all cleaned up and not...
Oh,
know.
Man. I thought you were sending me another entrant for our hot couples contest, because I think he's probably got a hot couple.
Oh, we have new ones? Carlos says? One?
Oh, we do have new ones?
I got one new one. Let me go check.
We have one?
We got a new one today.
Oh, there I don't understand what's taking the audience. I guess maybe we're just not going to have a lot of interest in that. I have no idea why. We've certainly given away crappier, less meaningful prizes in the past. 3-day, 2-night stay for two at the Royal Oasis Resort and Casino in the Bahamas with round-trip airfare on Lake Arir and runner-up gets dinner for two at the Pizza Loft. All you have to do, any couples out there that want to enter our Hot Couples Contest, you got till May 15th, that's a week from Thursday, to email us your picture, just a photo. We're not looking for naked pictures, although, you know, somebody in there probably is looking for naked pictures. Just pictures, that's all, so we can see what you look like, and then the audience can vote. Thursday, May 22nd, after the 15th, we put the pictures up on the web for the audience to vote on for the hottest couple. And Thursday, May 22nd, couple with the most votes from the audience wins the contest. That's it. And we're going to be doing this May, June, and July, 3 months consecutive. If we get some response on it, what have we got now, about eight?
Yeah.
Eight entrants, pretty lame. In fact, I'm putting Jared in there, I think. Oh, man. I told you I thought he looked pretty good. I mean, he was made up to look disheveled and like kind of a stumble bum in a movie,
right?
Because he was busy with drugs, selling and doing and buying,
right?
And whatever.
So he looked all seedy. That picture there is from when he was on My So-Called Life, which is old now. So that's a young Jared Leto there.
Well, how long ago was that?
I don't know. 5 years, six. I'm not sure.
That's okay.
Try with Claire Danes.
Never saw
him. I beg your pardon?
Claire Danes was also in that My So-Called Life, and I don't even remember him.
Well, different strokes for different folks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I had a stroke. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. He's a fine American, Jared Leto. Here's Hialeah. Hello.
Hey, Neil. What's up?
Yes, sir.
Well, first off, I'd like to say Pi. That was a great movie. I saw it. I had some hippie math teacher show it to us in math class one day because she wanted us to be more cultured. It was a good movie. And also for all these people with the Windows computers and the Apples macking off, it doesn't really matter what computer you have as long as you can get some porno.
There you go. Simple as that. And click, real fast, hang up, click. Of course, what's wrong with that? What's he running away for now? Maybe he's going back to see some more, I guess.
Apparently.
He was in Hialeah.
Uh-huh.
Not too exciting in Hialeah, so I guess they stay locked inside on the websites all day long.
Wouldn't you?
Squeezing it, rubbing it. Yanking it, twisting it, making figure eights out of it. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. On NeilRogers.com today, what's your number one addiction? Food 87. Sex 72. Neil Rogers Show 49. Pot 48. Alcohol 42. Caffeine 33. Internet 33. I don't have any. 33 lying through their teeth. We don't believe any one of you. 33 liars. Nicotine 29. TV 19, heroin 14, gambling 10, shopping 5, cocaine 5, prescription drugs still only 4. I don't think most of the people hooked on the prescription drugs are, they have computers.
Right.
Uh-huh. They're too busy making a drive-thru at the nearby post office. Prescription drugs 4, ecstasy 2, and porno has 1. Just went on there, 486 votes. Porn has won. How come he left the after the? I mean, some people call it porn. To me, that's like, I don't know. Don't you call it porno?
Okay, sure.
Porn sounds so staid, so stiff, if I can say that. Here's a call, speaking of stiff. Port St. Lucie, hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
A movie that I saw that I thought was pretty powerful, not a lot of commercial success, is a movie called Gattaca. I'm not sure if you've seen it.
It
had Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman. It was called Gattaca. It's a futuristic world where all the people are genetically, you know, created. There's no, and the people that are, you know, born of, you know, natural ways are looked down on like third class citizens. And the movie has some serious undertones of, you know, loss of personal freedom and stuff like that. Everywhere you go, you have to give a sample of your blood so they can make sure that you are who you really say you are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a scary movie for a lot of reasons.
But how old is that movie?
Maybe 3 years. It was out about the same time. Well, I don't know. It was out about 2-3 years ago, Gattaca. It's a really powerful movie. And I also heard the ratings for Palm Beach yesterday, if you wanted me to enlighten you.
Sure, go ahead.
Men 25-54, you were the top-rated talk show.
All right.
Up against, you know, three others that you pretty much blew away. You were fourth-rated overall, but this didn't count the hour by hour, so I'm not sure if the Mad Dog brought you up or brought you down. But you were right on the tail of the other three shows, so it's, you know, 10-3, you're right there in Palm Beach market.
Excellent. I'm looking for a raise.
All right.
Thanks, Pally.
Check out Gattaca. I think you'll like it.
How do you spell that?
G-A-T-I-C-A, maybe?
No, G-A-T-T-A-C-A.
Oh, there you
don't
go.
Don't pay attention. He just wants to correct everybody. He's a suit. Thanks a lot, pal. Will you stop correcting all these listeners, man? Just between the computer arguments and now this poor guy is a good caller, and he's giving me the Palm Beach numbers.
That's not right. It's G-A-T-T-I-C-A-S-S-H-O-L-E.
Try to help him out.
You're not trying to help him out. You're trying to, like, correct him. You're trying to be like a little, you know, know-it-all.
Yeah.
Yeah. It ain't going to make you any more money. You're still going to get working for peanuts. The only guy I ever worked with, you see a trail of shells in the hall on payday after you're heading out. Trail of shells and cigarette butts. So what is it, Gattaca?
Gattaca.
Isn't that where Ethan Hawke is out there waving a hanky going, Gattaca, Gattaca. Isn't that the one?
That's the one.
Yeah. I like Ethan Hawke a lot. He's a good actor.
Mm-hmm. It was fine. It was okay. I wouldn't call it powerful. I thought it was
You don't like Ethan Hawke? We've already been through the Ethan Hawke thing.
I'm talking about the movie.
This audience is so I've never seen, seriously, of course, South Florida's got its many, many problems, as we all know. That's why that one guy before was stoned out of his mind and we loved it. But, no, seriously, that's the only way you can survive. Because
right.
if you're like alert and awake and aware of what's going on
exactly.
around you, you'd like want to blow your brains out. But it's just so many. Of course, we're on this sports station. Keep that in mind. It's a macho thing, you know, like golf and all these other things. And I started the explanation before about the difference between being a sports fan and a sports fanatic, somebody who's obsessed. I mean, when you're a kid and you're growing up, when I was a little kid, I could tell you all the Yankees, the batting averages. I'm talking about every day. I used to have these charts, and I used to get the box score out of the paper in the morning, and I would, like, update the batting averages. I could tell you Hank Bauer's batting average and Mickey Mantle and Gene Woodling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was important to me. I was a kid, okay? But when you reach a certain point in your life, hopefully, you outgrow that. You have other things going on in your life, like, you know, something else that's
sex.
More important than that. Sex and making a livelihood and finance and travel. Things like a real life as opposed to ball games and this coach did this and this athlete did that. Who gives a flying F, okay? Who gives a flying crap? God, I'm not knocking that caller that called before because he was making a point. That was good because it tied in with the repression, the stifling atmosphere in America today under the fascists who are running the country now, who've taken it over in a bloodless coup. But, I mean, the sports nerds, man, it just, I'm a sports fan, period. I can take it and leave it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There are things that have become more important to me, like trying to stay alive is a good one.
You'll
get to that point. What do I mean? You'll get to that point.
Yeah.
Guarantee you've got a lot more gray hair than I do.
Uh-huh.
And Beaner Boy, well, it's okay now, but once it gets into November, December, even in South Florida, it gets pretty chilly under that overpass on those cold winter nights. I can just see this coming December.
Spare some change, mister?
He uses the light from his cigarette to keep him warm.
Not a bad idea. 4 minutes till noon at 560 WQM. Here's a great idea with Mother's Day coming up this coming Sunday. A perfect time to repay Mom, who spent so many sleepless nights wondering if you're ever going to show up again. If you're ever going to come back from those drug deals. Dyna Mattress has got the perfect mattress for Mom. If it's sagging, lumpy, or just worn out, call 1-800-MATTRESS today. That's the number for Dollar Mattress, and I've been using them for years myself, and more people are starting to use them because they realize this is the smart way to get you a great night's sleep. They got the complete line of Serta, Sealy, King Coil, and Simmons to choose from. And you sure don't want mommy sleeping on something that you wouldn't put your ass on either, so don't put it off any longer, especially with Mother's Day approaching just a few days away. Dollar Mattress has got more repeat and referral customers than anybody in the world because they know how to treat you right. And once you buy a mattress from Dollar Mattress, I'll bet you Fat Boy's life on it, you'll never go back to a showroom again. And don't forget, when you buy a mattress from Dollar Mattress, they set up the new one and take away the crappy old bedding for free. That's correct. Dollar Mattress sets up the new and takes away the smelly, nasty, stained, soiled, embarrassing old bedding for free. So this Mother's Day, have mommy sleeping like a baby on a new bed from Dollar Mattress. And don't forget, gift certificates available all denominations, too. Call them today, 1-800-MATTRES. That's 1-800-MATTRESS for Dollar Mattress, the smart, the easy way to get you a great night's sleep for months and years to come.
This is Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Well, it be the 12 to 1 hour on WQAM.
Have you ever had to explain to your parents your offense? I have downloaded things and masturbated against. Seems all the time I'd have my eyes on the boobs in behind. Sick in the mind, but I used to do that all of the time. Every morning, noon, and night I'd hit a porno site. A bona fide perverted sex psycho in my own right. There were places I found with lots of horny bear chicks. So my desktop got those JPEGs, all 20 gigs. Until one day my mother discovered this filthy porno lover. Kicked me right in the behind, told me my mind's in the gutter. And she told my dad about the stuff on my Dell. My computer made me a loser and could land me in hell. I'm sorry, Mama. I never thought that you could view all those naked girls and guys. So tonight I'm cleaning out my hard drive.
Squirt, squirt.
One more time. I'm sorry, Mama. I never thought that you could view all those naked girls and guys. So tonight I'm cleaning out my hard drive.
1202 at 560, WQAM, happy Tuesday to you. Our big noon to 1 hour, which has turned into a disaster the last three, let's see, Thursday, yesterday, 3 days running. Maybe we can make it four. What do you think?
Okay.
Requiem for a Dream. How many people did we talk to today who had seen it? About three or four?
Right.
That's about it. So maybe, like I said, we're doing a pubic service. Go out and rent it, buy it, grab it, steal it.
And make your grandma and your kids watch it.
Oh, yeah. Bad chance. Grandma wouldn't watch it because it probably strike too close to home. See, most of the senior citizens in a place like South Florida and a lot of other places where they have like lots of old yentas like in Arizona, they'd be in denial just like she was.
Right. Right.
They're not hooked on drugs. They just and of course, would a doctor do it, anything wrong?
Of course.
Well, that's the biggest scam that's going on in Florida. Forget about all the other scamsters. The medical profession in South Florida is number one, baby, with a bullet. All these people, you know, charge them for the office visit, and you walk into any doctor's office, and there's like 100 old yentas sitting around waiting, most of whom don't even need to be there. But they schlep them in there, and they charge them 50 or 75 bucks against their insurance for another needless visit. And here's the prescription again, Sally. What the hell was, what was her name in the movie?
Ooh.
Sarah.
Sarah, very good. Goldfarb.
Well, I have the advantage. I have it in front of me here. And I still don't know it. Right, Sarah Goldfarb. It says, Requiem for a Dream is a hypnotic tale for four human beings, each pursuing their vision of happiness. Even as everything begins to fall apart, they refuse to let go, plummeting with their dreams into a nightmarish, gut-wrenching free fall. That's exactly correct. And I think it's so ironic that when he finally, his arm gave out from one injection too many, one heroin injection too many, and he had to stop at that hospital in, 600 miles would be longer than the Carolinas, I guess.
Yeah.
And how ironic they were on their way to Miami. That would have been where they found a good crap. Speaking of that, we only got two people said ecstasy. We got it spelled right now, only two. We just don't have enough punks out of 521 votes. 5670560, Apple or Windows?
Well, I got one more point for the Windows side.
Oh!
The Beast called and said he loves Macs.
No, I think he called and said he loves to Mac.
No, what he said was he wanted a couple of Big Macs is what he said.
Oh,
he wanted a Big Mac for a snack and to tide him over till lunches time and dinner's time, and then tomorrow morning maybe a couple for a few breakfasts. Why do you mention him? Why is he calling us? Why is he involved? Why does he keep injecting him back where he's not wanted? Go away, beast. Don't go away, fat. I mean, don't go away mad. Just go away. Here's a call from Fort Lauderdale. Hello. Nobody there. Oh, boy. I can see this noon to 1 hour, man. I'm thinking to myself, you know, Mo does 6 to 9. He does 3 hours.
Right.
What do you think of this schedule? Mo 6 to 9, us 9 to noon, Mad Dog noon to 3, Hank 3 to 6, and then you got your baseball, the crow and stuff, and then you're with the sports crap.
All right.
Huh?
Perfect.
Because this audience, I think 3 hours is enough. It's plenty. Let's try Fort Lauderdale on this line, see if there be anybody there. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How you doing this evening?
Okay, sir.
Hey, we got two license plates for you and one bumper sticker. First license plate, Demonic, which I thought was pretty interesting there. I imagine the born-agains let him go right by. Don't get in his way. Next one was Rub One Off. And the bumper sticker, Can't Nobody Do You Like Jesus.
Oh, that's a good one. I love that.
Can you believe that? Can't
yeah,
nobody,
I do love it.
I mean, was Jesus that good a lay?
That's what Linda Bear said.
Pretty interesting, I thought.
I bet you Eric must have spelt that out for him. Okay, thanks a lot, Pally.
Okay.
Can't nobody do you like
Jesus Christ.
Wow. That's special. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. Pembroke Pines, hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Tim from Primitive Pines.
Yeah, Tim, how you doing?
I just wanted to make a comment on the what happened at Denny's.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that since the last time I ate at Sadie's Buffet.
Uh-huh.
Oi!
Nice to talk to you.
Okay, Tim,
first
nice to talk
caller.
To you again. Okay, excellent.
Okay,
nice hearing from you. Call me again in a few years when I'm in retirement in a rocking chair. 5670560, pound 560 on the 18. Pretty slim pickings on the phone now, man. It's enough to make me go back to some bedtime stories here. Very slim pickings. Bitterly, just amazed at the lack of response on these movies. I'm not talking movies anymore on this show. What's the point?
Look at the service you're doing.
No, you're missing the point. You have to have some interaction. You have to have some input. And in fact, the input I'm getting, most of it sucks anyway. Oh yeah, you gotta watch, kids and, you can take Larry Clark in the dark and stick him in the park, okay? I'm not into that. He's a chicken, hawk. Or something. A chicken hawk movie making, scumbag with bad taste. Not interested. God. Horrible. And then I got right here, a film by Larry Clark, Kids. And Beaner Boy, he's telling me how great this was. Now today he's changing his tune because I already saw Bully and saw how that sucked. So he's trying to, like, cover his ass. Because you know it's going to be bad.
I didn't like it.
Well, what are you talking about?
Kids?
You lie like a son of a bitch, man. Oh, it's a lot of hot young teenagers having sex and getting stoned.
Dirty teenagers.
What do you mean by that?
Well, dirty pre-teenagers.
Dirty in what respect?
They don't bathe.
Ah!
At 5 o'clock in the club, it's thrown on the floor.
I'm going to watch California with Brad Pitt and Juliette Lewis myself. And
yeah.
David Duchovny. Oh, David Duchovny is in it?
Yeah, but he's perfect in that role.
Ah! Oh, my God. He makes one of my hemorrhoids bleed. I'll tell you that right
I hate
now.
Him. You can't possibly
can't
hate him more than
him.
Me. Right, but he's exactly what he's supposed to be in that.
Okay,
like,
I believe it. I'll take your word for it. Here's a call from Hollywood. Hello.
Yeah, the best thing about that movie, Requiem for a Dream, is the mirror scene with Jennifer. It's hot.
No, it's not the best thing about the movie. You're wrong.
Well, George thought it was.
No, he didn't.
He told me last year he did.
You thought that was the best scene in the movie was the mirror scene because it was the orgy scene?
No.
No, you're full of crap, pal. Get lost.
Not the orgy scene. I think he's talking when she was standing in front of the mirror with the bush shot.
Oh my God, that was the best part of the movie?
No, absolutely
not. Oh my God, a little pubic here. Sir, I'm going to tell you something. I really mean this. What is the point? If you want to talk porno movies, fine. I've seen them all, okay? If you want to talk about porno movies, great. But if you want to talk about real cinema, if you want to talk about a real movie, the fact that there's somebody, a naked scene somewhere, or a couple of naked scenes, if that's what you think is the best part of the movie, then go out and get yourself a real porno movie, okay? And have a good time with it. God, that's sad. A movie this great, and this is what we get from the South Florida audience, is the bush scene. Yeah, where you see, oh, I want to cry. I want to cry. But to each its own. I'm glad you liked it, pal. He's probably got it on slow-mo and freeze frame. He's probably got that picture framed right now on his little BBDs. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon Wireless line. Here's Hollywood. Hello.
I'm a crackhead.
Here's Miami. Hello.
I'm going to you.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, sir. I'm following a bumper sticker at this moment. It says, I love cats. They taste like chicken.
Okay. Great. We're not doing bumper stickers there. We had the one good one, okay? You see, monkey do, people with no material. We had the one guy called with a real cute one about Jesus. What was, I don't even remember what it was.
No one can do you like Jesus.
Now they're doing bumper stickers. Oh, my God. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T and Verizon wireless line. Here's Miami Beach. Hello.
Juice by Sarah. Whoa, Sarah.
That was good. That was great. Of course, if they didn't see the movie, they don't know what the hell that means. Sarah was juiced.
Yeah.
make no especially stop by it. The end of the movie, she was really juiced.
Oh,
that was
boy.
Good. Oh. Poor Sarah Goldfarb. And of course, in South Florida, there's a zillion Sarah Goldfarbs.
Oh, yeah.
They're all over the place. Just desperate. It's so sad. You know, it's pathetic. I mean, at least she could have taken up Mahjong or something.
Right.
12 minutes past noon at 560 WQM. It's obvious that we have many people in this audience who are in a dead-end job and maybe even a dead-end life. Well, get yourself out of that situation and get you a real fat paycheck and a real job, a real career. How do you do it? You call our good friends at Fast Train, 1-866-FAST-TRAIN. You can get a gig almost as good as the Water Nazi. And no excuses anymore, because no matter what your schedule is, they can make it convenient for you. They offer day, evening, weekend classes, and no matter where you live, it's also convenient because Fast Train's got locations all over town. They're in Miami, Kendall, Pembroke Pines, and Fort Lauderdale, so there's bound to be a location convenient nearby you. And register at fasttrain.com to receive a free American flag bumper sticker while you're at it. But if you want more information about Fast Train and what they can do for you and how they can get you on the road to a brand new high-paying computer job, which you can complete in just 4 short months, that training, call toll-free today, 1-866-FASTTRAIN, or check them out on the web at fasttrain.com.
Live and local, we're Sports Radio 560 QAM.
To watch boobs and butts and boinking.
Tonight on E! Entertainment Television.
Mr. President, I hear that you're hung like a hamster.
One size does not fit all.
Yeah, but they say you've only got an inch.
Nevertheless, an inch is better than nothing.
Tonight on E!
I heard that you got one of those penile extensions.
I've seen it, I felt it, I need it.
It's 12:14 at 560 WQM. I'm so saddened by that call. I wish it never would have happened. I wish I could erase that from my life. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Tragic. It would be like if I said to you, I really enjoyed Donnie Brasco after all this time you've been telling me I should watch it.
Yeah.
And I watched it over the weekend, and I said, oh, you know, the best part of it was the in the interviews afterward when they showed some of the clipped scenes and Johnny Depp. And I did mention that scene where he's in a bathing suit and how great he looked. But if I said to you, that was the best, the highlight for me, I enjoyed that the most. I'd be embarrassed because it would be beyond desperation, okay?
Yeah.
Like I saw a guy with his shirt off and he looked really good. That to me would, see, to waste an hour and a half, I could go on a hot day here and walk around downtown or anywhere in the city and see a zillion guys who look pretty damn close to that good walking around with their shirts off on a hot day, like over, you know, 60.
Right.
But we saw that crotch scene, man. We saw some pubes there, baby. We saw some pubes. No, seriously, don't you understand how pathetic that is?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I make a big deal out of this movie, and deservedly so, because, I mean, what a miracle, especially after watching Bully, which was just a piece of crap. It was caca.
Sorry.
No, I mean, you know, who the hell knows whether I was going to like it or not, but it was caca. It was crap. It was poorly made. It was just garbage. The people I might have been interested in were ugly, and et cetera, you know, to try if I was going to salvage something. But then to go and see a movie like this that turned out to be one of the all-time best I've ever seen, and just am sitting there like shocked with my jaw down to my kneecap.
Right.
And this guy's, the best scene. You're an idiot, pal. You're a moron. You've ruined my week. You've ruined my life. I don't think my life will ever be the same again. Anyway, what's your number one addiction we asked today? We should have probably put pubic hair on there. Food, 100. Sex, 76. Pot, 58. Booze, 57. We apologize for putting that on there late. Neil Rogers Show, 53. The Internet, 36. I don't have any 34 freaking liars. Caffeine, 33. Nicotine, 31. TV, 21. Heroin, 14, which I don't believe any of those. Do you think we have any heroin addicts on this show?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Heroin, 14, and cocaine, 7?
Right. Bear in mind, a lot of these heroin people just snort it now, is the thing.
Porn, 10. Porno, 10. Gambling, 10. Cocaine, 7. Shopping, 5. Prescription drugs, still only 4. Ecstasy, 2. Prescription drugs, 4. You should live so long, okay? If I had a dollar for every person in South Florida who's hooked on prescription drugs, I could buy that station.
Right.
I could buy this city. I could retire.
I could buy
my own continent. Who the hell are you kidding? Just ask Sarah Goldfarb. She'll tell you. Well, she'd like to.
The doctor wouldn't give me...
And you notice in the scenes where she's at the doctor, he doesn't even look at her.
Right.
She's talking and explaining. He's writing on the chart, and he's talking, right. And blah, blah, blah. And, of course, as she's getting more and more spaced out, the voice keeps getting higher. And it's just amazing. It is just astonishing.
Yeah, but there's Bush.
Here's Plantation. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, the copy of Memento that you purchased, was that the limited edition one?
I guess so. It's got all this neat crap inside of it.
It looks like a police file on the outside?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just, I didn't want you to give up on that movie because what some of the people have been saying. I will give you my personal guarantee. If you do not like that movie after giving it an honest try,
yeah.
I will buy that DVD from you.
Okay.
I'm looking to buy that copy myself anyway, and I can't seem to find it in the stores down here.
I'll tell you one thing. It's a hell of a thing just to get the damn package open. It takes about 15... Yeah, seriously.
They're wrapped pretty tightly, those limited edition ones. They've got so many different things in there.
The package is wrapped a lot tighter than most of the people in the movie, I'm sure.
Another suggestion for another movie Guy Pearce is in, who's in Memento.
Right.
The movie's been out a couple years called Ravenous or Ravenous.
Ravenous.
Have you seen that?
No.
It's
I saw Grimminess.
It's based in colonial times. It's about cannibalism, but it's actually a real dark-humored movie. It's pretty funny.
I'm going to pick it. I'm making another of my short list here. I got it down.
He's also in that one. He's a pretty good character actor. You'll like it.
Okay, thanks.
No problem.
See ya. Rick faxes, and this last caller will like this. He says, in reference to Memento, I personally enjoyed that movie, even bought it, but the problem with watching it is that the scenes are put together backwards, so the first scene in the movie is actually the final scenario in the story. The guy has no short-term memory retention. Oh, kind of like Private Jessica. Wasn't that convenient that all of a sudden her short-term memory is like that?
Mm.
So now the fact that everybody's telling us that was, the so-called rescue was staged and that the Iraqi hospital, the people in the hospital tried desperately to give her back to us. Mm. Oh, no, and they were shooting at them. Go back. We got, you know. Yeah, that's
true. We got
a
plan
true.
Here.
Yeah.
Stop.
We got a freaking plan. You're messing. You screwed up all my plans. And Tessio was nowhere to be found to say, can't do it, Pally. Anyway, the guy has no short-term memory retention, so he has to write memos to himself every 5 minutes. Oh, that's why there's the post-it note.
Yeah.
When I open up my package, if I can say that, I want to get that other guy up, all whipped up to a frenzy. See, there might be some pubic hairs near my package. Yeah, watch. It's got a post-it note. It says watch, and it's got like a book. Yeah, open pages of a book. Watch, and then you open and flip this thing open. Mental health battery test answer sheet. And this really is the most bizarre thing. I mean, even if nobody told you about it, if you could have just seen the package, you'd want to delve into it, so to speak.
Wait till you see the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not listening to you because your taste in movies, man, it's like your taste in food. You know, here's a punk that don't like chocolate, who doesn't like anything, basically, that most of us love to eat, and he's giving me a song. First of all, I'd like to get a refund. How much money did I waste on crap that you turned me out of? Bully? You were going along with George on Bully.
Absolutely
He was singing Wooly Bully in the background to get me to go out and buy it. Anyway,
my only suggestion was Requiem for a Dream and Memento.
Bull crap.
Bully crap?
Yeah, bully crap. Kids. He's, oh, yeah, kids. It's hot kids having sex and doing drugs. See, what I should have done, I should have watched Bully first.
Right.
Before I bought Kids and this other piece of crap, this Gummo. Even Groucho, if he were here today, he wouldn't deal with Gummo. He wouldn't take a look at it. Anyway, it says the guy has no short-term memory retention, so he has to write memos to himself every 5 minutes. There are several decent twists. I would say watch it first, then turn it into a coaster. Whatever that means. I don't know what that means. It's something I'll watch once, I guess. Huh? Is that right, Beaner Boy?
No, you can watch it more. I would watch it more than once. I would watch it again.
And again.
And again.
You know something? I think I'm going to watch Requiem for a Dream again today, and I'm going to save all the other ones for later on.
Not okay? A bad idea.
I'm serious. I have to see it again. It was that good. I'm not exaggerating.
No, you're not.
In addition to which, when you live in South Florida, her part of it, and all the old yentas sitting out there in the lawn chairs. I mean, it's just so sad, but so true. There's so much of that going on there.
Imagine coming in the middle of it, because I was just flipping and found it like half hour into it. And just like, surprise, here's a movie.
Yeah. So, well, when did you see it from the beginning?
Like last year.
I'm going to watch it again today.
Yes.
Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Fort Lauderdale.
Yes, sir.
Neil, I have a couple of things. Number one, I guess with regard to addiction, I think you've bundled a couple of things into the food category, and I don't have the real correct terminology for the addiction that I have, and I think so many people, including the liars that said that they don't have any, is prestige or success or money. I think
what does that mean?
I think, sir, folks are trying to...
You're addicted to money?
Well, I think people are. I think I am. I think a lot of us have been trying to work so hard. Obviously, you're not. I mean, you've done very well, and you're not hooked on it. But people are trying so hard.
I used to be hooked on it until I got introduced to Mitch Hirsch, and then he cured me of that addiction.
And I think a movie that might be appropriate, I don't know if you've seen it, you probably have, was Glengarry Glen Ross.
Oh, yeah, everybody's always telling me how great that movie is, and I've never seen it, I don't think.
I thought you saw it.
You've been telling me for years to see that.
Yes.
Isn't that with Pacino?
Who's
in
it?
Alec Pacino. Baldwin is in it.
Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin's in that.
Kevin Spacey. Jack Lemmon in probably the best performance of his life.
Jack
really?
Lemmon, yes.
Yes.
Should be required viewing for all of your sales folks.
Okay.
Check it out. Chuck!
I got it down, thanks. Glengarry, what is the rest of it?
Glengarry Glen Ross, and it's about real estate salespeople.
Glengarry Glen Hill? Oh, Glen Ross. Is that Ross from Guiding Light?
It was a play, and they made it into a movie, and it's just, all it is just dialogue, but
it's
riveting.
Yeah, you talked to me about that years ago. You tried to get me to go watch it, and for whatever reason, I never got around to it. But now that I'm movie intensive, and I got my DVD player cranked up in there, and the great part of it is, when you have the DVD combination, the VHS and the DVD.
Right.
And you can tape your shows off TV that you might otherwise be watching.
Correct.
And watch your DVD at the same time.
That's why I gave you that combo, because I thought you'd find it handy.
Well, that's why I got one here, and it's a wonderful thing to have.
Let me tell you this about Glengarry Glen Ross. If you don't
Is it as good as Bully?
No, please. If you don't like
anybody listen, don't get sucked into watching Bully, even if it did happen down there, okay? It's a horrible, horrible, horrible... Although the guy that was all excited with the Jennifer Connelly's pubic hair, he'd enjoy it.
Oh,
wall-to-wall. He would love it.
Wall-to-wall carpeting in Bully.
Right.
Let me tell you this about Glengarry Glen Ross. If you don't like it, I will not only buy the DVD from you, but you can also smack me in the puss.
Yeah.
If you don't like Glengarry
Glen Ross. Well, that sounds pretty inviting right there, that last part. That good, huh?
Yeah. It's all about salespeople. You'll love it. Oh, you throw your hands in the air.
Oh, well, now we're talking something right up my alley.
Salespeople are ice holes.
Amen.
Yeah.
God. In fact, I was just, it's funny that should come up now, because during the break at noon, I was sitting here and I was starting to get, because I've been in such a good mood all morning, and then that one guy with his pubic hair, but the screw in, I just get angrier and angrier. I just get more just filled with psychosis over thinking of the kind of people that we have in that place who just refuse adamantly in their hostile, militant, evil way to do the ordinary things that are required as part of the job. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so I sit here with stale, old, raunchy copy and people we know aren't servicing. I got one piece of copy, I don't want to say Todd Drek's name, that doesn't even have a date on it, much less his name or who the hell's account it is. It's just words on a piece of paper.
Well, then that's so it'll never be outdated.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you. Wow. My vision of euphoria is being at a, and I'm, I don't go to funerals, okay, but my, but I'll make one exception. Being at a three-way with Screw Ann, Todd Dreck, and the Mo Meister and tap dancing on all the graves. That, that's my vision of euphoria. That's the ultimate orgasm. In fact, maybe I'd drop a little
squirt
on their tombstones. God. Just people who refuse to be like civilized real people. Although I understand she has a hell of a time at a party. 27 past noon at 560 WQM. You know, talk is cheap. It's easy to throw around a lot of really appealing low numbers, but when it comes right down to it, what can you really get refinanced at 5%, 4%? How about 2.45% with Financial Group? With interest rates of 2.45%, it's really your best bet, and it's rock solid, too. So call Financial Group toll-free right now at 1-800-940-LEND. Interest rates are at all-time low, so why not refinance your home or buy a new home and take advantage of a sure thing? 2.45% financing with Financial Group. What will 2.45% financing do to those monthly payments, you might be wondering? Here are the answers for you. If you have a $200,000 loan, your payments are only $786 a month. If you have a $100,000 loan, you pay only $393 a month. So get yourself 2.45% financing from our friends at Financial Group. Call them today. There's no obligation. They'll explain to you how it works. Call 1-800-940-LEND. That's Financial Group, 1-800-940-LEND. They're an equal housing lender. Credit restrictions apply. Rate subject to change monthly, 5.34 APR.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560, QAM.
Clear Channel wants you to show your support in our rally for PAX America. We'll be scheduling one in your town soon, so call your local Clear Channel on the corner and sign up now. All 50 of you will be supplied with our handheld patriotic signs of aid, and will be invited to enjoy our Texas-style Christian barbecue while flipping off liberal dissenters. The festivities will be capped off with a community book-burning bonfire. All you have to remember is, march forward in lockstep, and don't blink your eyes. Hey!
What?
You blinked your eyes. Be a patriot, not a liberal book reader. The talented Phil Hendry was once one of those. So we took him downstairs to the quiet room.
We were aware that you're a nice guy, Mr. Hendry. I was a nice guy myself once.
Yeah?
Oh, I had my share of liberal views in the past. And I found out, Mr. Hendry, that the world is a school of business.
Are you sure?
There is no need for free thought or creativity.
Yeah, but let me say something first. Let me say
there
something.
There is only a need for Clear Channel, General Electric, Halliburton, Bechtel, Amoco, Chevron, and Shell.
Okay.
From now on, Mr. Hendry.
Yeah?
You will make all your perverted characters liberal dissenters.
Okay.
Because, Mr. Hendry.
Yeah?
You're on radio, dummy.
All right, all right.
1232, we got a new entry. That's what, eight? Is that the eighth one?
Or the ninth.
Or the ninth? Whatever it is for a hot couple contest. That's good. They're a nice-looking couple.
Mm-hmm.
And I got about 75 emails. I think what I'm going to have to do is like just take some time out in the middle of the show every day to make sure I get through all my emails.
Okay.
Here is Jennifer in Miramar, says. Miramar, home of Johnny Depp, by the way. My girlfriend just called me from the bookstore after listening today about how we keep losing our rights slowly with this administration. No, not slowly, sweetheart, rapidly. I told her to pick up Blinded by the Right for me on your advice. I'm angry now. I sure hope I don't become the female version of the character Michael Douglas in the movie Falling Down, says Jennifer. Don't worry about Jennifer. Stand up straight, sweetheart. Right in front of the mirror. Wally in Deerfield says, I just downloaded the trailer for Requiem for a Dream off the Apple QuickTime site. Oh, the Apple site, Beaner Boy.
I've gone there.
I saw the credits and was surprised at who the director was, Darren Aronofsky. He's absolutely brilliant. Now, this is his second movie. If you never saw his earlier creation, Pi, check it out. I put it on my list. I own a copy and pop it in the player every once in a while and freak out. Original music by Rage Against the Machine, truly bizarre. We'll definitely get a copy of Requiem for no other reason than Jennifer Connelly. Damn, she is gorgeous, long way from Rocket Man's girlfriend. Yeah, Wally, wait till you see the scene in front of the mirror.
Yeah, Bush.
Bush.
We're getting a whole bunch of calls on Pi.
What do you mean by that?
We were just talking about that, Jennifer Connelly's Pi.
Oh. Denny's, by the way, Denny's took that off the menu, that hair pie. They took that off the menu. And then maybe that's why they had that big brawl in L.A. last night. That must be the reason.
Uh-huh.
People getting jonesing for it, getting pissed off. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T. We're having a big battle here today, man. The battle is between the Apple people and the Bill Gates people, and they're just foaming at the mouth. The ecstasy people and the heroin people. Boy, I'm telling you, if you had a, you know, if I had a thing on my arm like that, I'd be a little bit concerned about
it. Yeah, big purple growth.
You know what I mean? Like a big growing, oozing purple hole that just kept spreading over my arm.
Don't shoot into that.
Hey, Jared, have a doctor take a look at that, Jared, before they have to chop that baby off. Here's Kendall. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
With Mother's Day coming up, do you know anywhere I might be able to get a good set of pepper and paprika shakers?
Here's a call from Fort Myers. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How are you today?
Good.
You know, older movie, I know you're not a big Michael Douglas fan, but
no,
I saw last night, very strange movie. I liked it, called The Game. Have you seen that?
No.
I'd never heard of it commercially, but I found it in a store. A very strange movie, unique twist at the end, and I would recommend it. I'm not a Michael Douglas
fan. It's not that I don't like Michael Douglas, but when he decided that he was a sex pot, you know, at that point, he just turned me off. And he just, and also that other movie, A Traffic.
Oh, Traffic was horrible.
Awful.
Falling Down bad. But this one, the plot overrides his character and recommended. The other thing is, and I know you don't want a bumper sticker show, but I do have one on my car. It says, Jesus loves you. Everybody else thinks you're an asshole.
So, I like that.
There you have it.
Thanks, Pally. Got it down. Boy, now see, my list is growing. I told you by the end of the month I'm going to have about 600 movies in here.
Yeah. The Game's not bad. Not bad at all.
Really?
Yeah.
I have nothing against Michael Douglas. In fact, what was the one good movie? Come on. Fatal Attraction.
Okay.
Wasn't that it?
Yeah. That was a good movie. Romancing the Stone.
Didn't see that. Oh, and I can remember. I can remember my mother getting ready to go see that. Or no, I was sitting there after lunch. We were watching TV, and there was an add-on for it, a promo. And she said, Romancing the Stone? What's that all about? She was conjuring up images. You can only imagine what was going through her sick, twisted mind.
No.
Probably all those drugs.
I see.
Yeah, my mother is probably kin to Sarah Goldfarb.
Sarah Goldfarb. She would, your mom would look good over there on the lawn chair.
She's not old enough for that group yet. She's only 90.
I see.
Here's a call from Boca. Hello.
Yeah.
Boca.
Yeah, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Just one thing I would like to add on the addiction list. What about religion?
You're addicted to religion?
People who claim they're not addicted to anything, I'm quite sure that's what they're addicted to, religion.
Religion? Addicted to God? We got some who said they were addicted to...
Oh, God.
That's about as close as we came to that. I would say... No. I guess I better go back and take a look at my thing. I got all these... Gattaca, the premise is better than the movie, says Lynn.
Yeah, she's right.
Gattaca. What?
She's right. It wasn't powerful. It was a good idea, and it was just kind of mild all the way through.
Oh, you saw it?
Yeah.
Well, how come you didn't open a puss?
I tried to, and we went on to something else.
But it was with Ethan Hawke. I do like Ethan Hawke
a
lot.
And what's his name? Whose name escapes me right now?
Who's also he's in a lot of movies, isn't he?
What's his name? Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the poll today. What's your number one addiction? See, and again, the reason because obviously a lot of us have more than one addiction, but what's your number one? Number one on the hit parade this week. The thing that most just absolutely drives you, that you just can't escape. Food. 113. Food. We're addicted. That's why there's all that hidden crap, hidden sugar, all kinds of hidden salt in the food, because to just attack your taste buds. You can't eat only one. You can't eat only a dozen. It's like Krispy Kreme donuts. I can't eat only two. And that's the truth. Don't ask me why. If you brought in a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts fresh and brought in a box, I would eat three. Not one.
Boxes.
Not two. Not four. I would eat three.
Yeah.
Because that's how many it takes to say, once I eat the first one, it stimulates my appetite. That's what it takes to like calm me down again. Food 113, sex 90, pot 70, alcohol 62, Neil Rogers Show 57, internet 38, don't have any 37. Does anybody believe those 37 lying bastards?
No.
No. Caffeine 34, nicotine 33, TV 25, heroin 15, porno 13, gambling 10. Bill Bennett voted a few times. Cocaine 8, shopping 6, prescription drugs 5, and ecstasy has only got a pair. Wrong audience. Don't you think that would be a great poll for them to take on Power 96? They have it. Tell Kid Curry he should do something like that. They wouldn't do that. That would, huh?
No.
That would be fun. Don't they have a website?
That smacks of activism.
Did you say smack? There it goes again. I hope Kid Curry just punches you right in the side of the head just for doing that. See, that was more subliminal. It's not bad enough they're getting attacked so much by Disney and the people over there at Cox. Didn't work too good, though, did it, Mike, huh? Didn't work too good. Oh, brother. Party radio with the same. What did I tell you about them? Didn't I give you my honest opinion that it was going to last a short time? It would peter out faster than Halavai in Yugoslavia.
That's my opinion. I'm Mike Disney.
And it did. Weak, Mike. Weak effort. Pretty weak. Put talk on FM. I'll come back over there. What do you say?
Okay.
Wouldn't you like to be on there?
Oh, please.
That would be great on FM station.
With an audience, with people.
Oh, my God. Like right in the middle of the FM dial with 100,000 watts on a signal you could hear with already living and breathing people scurrying up and down that band. Yeah, that's where it's at. Give me a call, Diz, okay? I'll get out of this thing in a heartbeat. You know, I just say that to create paranoia. Greg, did you hear what he said? Did you hear what he said? Especially since we got such a hypochondriac in where the operations manager. Have you ever seen anything like this? Man is going for more tests every day. I wonder if he's got any body parts left in him, you know?
His own?
Although Carlos said that when he saw him in the hallway, they had a little something in him. And rumor was it was attached to Carlos. Anyway, 1240, 20 till 1 at 560. Okay, let's cut the crap. Let's get serious. Let's talk about your carpet. Some people think that once your carpets get really dirty, then it's time to spend thousands of dollars for brand new carpeting. Forget about it. Okay? And what movie did they say that? And wasn't that in Bully where they said, forget about it?
Yeah, sure.
So instead of wasting all that money, do what I always do, and I've been doing for over 20 years, call the experts at Dry Concepts. They are miracle workers. Forget about all the religion bullcrap. If you want to see a real miracle right in front of your face, it is one when they come in and make your carpets look just like brand new, like you just laid brand new carpeting down the day before. And that's just how good they'll look, because they dry clean your carpets. They're the only people in the world who do this. It's an exclusive patented method, and that's why they're so much better than anybody else. Another reason is because in a couple hours, your carpets are dry, they smell lemony fresh, and you're ready to rock and roll again in the same day. And they give you a written guaranteed price. No rip-offs, no per-room scams, no BS when you do business with Dry Concepts. So whether it's your carpeting, your drapery, expensive area rugs, oriental rugs, your upholstery, leather furniture, it's time for Dry Concepts. Problem with pet odors, mildew odors caused by water damage, again, time for the experts at Dry Concepts. Do yourself a big, big favor. Try these people once, and that'll be the end. You won't have to worry about it ever again. Call them toll-free at 1-800-248-5071. 1-800-248-5071. You can check out more about them on their website at dryconcepts.com. Please don't forget, with Dry Concepts, you really can clean today and entertain tonight.
Live and local, this is Sports Radio 560, QAQAM.
Been a lot of big sports! Neil Rogers on Sports Hole Radio, WQAM.
The Syrian government needs to cooperate with the United States and our coalition partners and not harbor any terrorist groups.
Syria, here's why Bush doesn't smile. You're welcoming Iraqi exiles. Look what happened to Baghdad in one day. You'll see things in a similar way. Don't stop harboring terrorism. If you don't stop, our troops will be out here.
Right.
Don't stop harboring terrorism. If you don't stop, our troops will be up here. Answer us clear to avoid a war. Where is the dumb? Where is the dumb?
1:45 at 560 WQM. How come you said emailing Jordan? His name is Jared. Did you screw up on that?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
I didn't write his name out.
You didn't?
No.
Well, where the hell did that come from on the email? One moment, please, boys
and
girls.
I just forwarded a picture. I didn't type anything. I just click, click, click.
Yeah, you click, click, click. You cluck, cluck, cluck. It says emailing Jordan, subject.
Huh.
Where did that come from?
That's from the site. I just emailed you a picture from the Yahoo site. I didn't write anything out. I didn't write a comment. I didn't write anything.
Yeah.
Maybe that came from somebody else.
No, it did not come from somebody else, unless somebody else, I don't think so.
Hmm.
Thanks anyway, it's still on there. I just got rid of, deleted all the other messages that I've read and I'm done with, but that one's still on there.
They're screw up.
It's a great movie, like I said. Well, I've tended that Bush scene where he's in.
Yeah, Bushy.
No, it breaks my heart that there are some people that are so desperate, you know,
yeah.
Just a sniff, a whiff, and anything, you know. Come on already, you know. Get serious. Here's one from Troy in Pembroke Pines who says, you've got to see Glengarry Glen Ross. Okay, it's on my list. Now he's also got seven must-sees. Mm-hmm. Shawshank Redemption, won't watch it. I've got it, I won't watch it. Oh, Fargo. Should I forego Fargo?
No, you're Fargo.
That was the other day when you were trying to talk me into it, and then everybody else said, forget about it.
No, I like that too. It's subtle, it's low-key. I mean, nothing's going to be as good as Requiem for a Dream, but it was good.
Okay.
Agreed.
I got it down. See how easy I am. The audience is probably embarrassed for me because you talked me into a bunch of crap. The Big Lebowski?
No.
What is that?
Nothing you would even come close to liking.
Well, it starts with
Big Lebowski. Isn't she on that Mr. Personality show now?
Yeah.
12 Angry Men, seen it. Great movie. Right. Schindler's List, won't watch it. Not in any more professional Jew movies. I don't want that. And A Simple Plan.
Not bad. Not bad. That's with Billy Bob.
Says, what?
Billy Bob Thornton and the whiny guy. I forgot what the other whiny guy's name is. Not bad.
The whiny guy, Matty Bell? Geldy?
I never saw A Simple Plan, so I can't help you.
Anyway, it says, by the way, you'll either love it or hate it, going back, I'm assuming meaning Glengarry, Glenn Ross, there seems to be no in-between, says Troy.
I've never met anyone who didn't like it, and it'll be an excellent cure for your recent Al Pacino problem.
I thought you said Al Pacino wasn't in it.
No, I said he was.
I saw Gaslight, okay? Before, when the caller mentioned Glengarry, I said, wasn't Al Pacino in it? He said Alec Baldwin was in it.
He is as well.
But you didn't say that.
I said yes to Al
Pacino. Did he say that, Carlos? Keeping in mind, of course, that I'm responsible for deciding whether you get paid or not. Did he say that?
I'll be right back.
And you know who I'm going to call to straighten this all out?
Eisner?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to have to do. 5670560. It's movie week on the Neil Rogers Show. How do we get into this anyway?
Just one of those things.
I'm glad we did, because this Requiem for a Dream, I'm serious. If you watch this movie and you don't like it, I say it's time to, like, take a long dirt nap. Right. That's all I can tell
Throw
you.
Throw your TV out the window. Go pawn
your taste has to be the worst in the history of mankind. Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How you doing?
Great.
All right, sir. Hey, listen, I'm just calling to reiterate the fact that movie Memento, you got to see it.
Okay, I got it right here.
Unbelievable. And also, I'd like to give you my addiction. I'm addicted to Bob Dirty, man. Bob Dirty, man.
He's addicted to it. Well, that's good. We'll play it about 30 times for you every day, every minute. Food and sex, baby, and pot. Food, sex, pot, and booze, and the Neil Rogers Show. What could be better than that? What a combination,
Could have a good old time with all those.
Here, a little bit of a brunch, smoking a big fat one, while having maybe a little bit of, maybe like a wine spritzer on the side. What movie was it? Oh, that was in Donnie Brasco.
Yeah.
That lefty, he had too many wine spritzers. That was his problem. He had a little spritzer problem. Here's Sonny Isles. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. His idea of comedy was 30, so that would make sense. Memento was his idea of a great movie.
Yeah.
It was so dull. You know how Pulp Fiction, how the time frame is screwed up?
I hated it. That to me is one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Okay. Not only is the time frame screwed up in Memento, but when you try to figure it out, you realize you don't care. You don't care for the characters at all.
Yeah.
Dumb movie. The Game was an excellent movie, and then in response to George, because the funny thing is I didn't even call about movies, but I'll tell you what, that Glengarry Glen Ross, the worst movie. And
He said enough.
Not just me. My mom also, we watched
all
it together.
Bad. Your mama?
The last hour is unnecessary. In fact, it just keeps going and going. The star is Jack Lemmon.
I like Jack Lemmon.
He's great.
In what decade?
the 30s.
You know what I'm saying? It is bad. It is really dull. I got to say. So George was offering to buy it if you didn't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to give some kind of counter offer. I don't know what I can offer, but.
Your mom.
I'd like to get into this.
Into the pool.
Competition, exactly.
Okay, well, have a good dip for us.
Probably didn't like The Godfather either.
Well, you just not look. Does everybody have to agree with you? Is it written somewhere that we all have to agree with you?
Yes.
I mean, you're the guys that talk me into Bully. I guarantee you, any of these movies that you're, it's got to be better than Bully.
Yeah.
It was really lame, and your obsession with it was just like this other guy with the Jennifer Connelly's.
I thought it was kind of up front
pubes
about
it. Was
what? Why
yeah,
I liked
up front,
it.
Up front. That's what you like. What was up front?
Yeah.
I still say, if you want to see...
Point taken.
God almighty. Anyway, here's the facts that says, I would highly recommend you go out and buy Glengarry Glen Ross this afternoon and watch it today.
Yeah.
Not tomorrow, not a week from Sukkot, not next year, but was today. Save Requiem for a Dream to watch again tomorrow. Now, I think I'll watch Requiem for a Dream this weekend again. Because I do want to see something new. Right. And two a day is too much.
Get a wine spritzer, pack your bong.
Right, that's it.
Curl up with it.
Bong, was that with a B? Since it's been a long time since I've seen this much excellent acting by all the characters in one film. This is from Jerry and Benita Springs.
Right, he's right.
Glengarry Glen Ross starring Al. I told you Al Pacino was in this movie, and you said no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You said no. It's Alec Baldwin and Jack Lemmon, Alan Arkin, Ed
who
Harris, Kevin Spacey, mm-hmm. Sissy Spacek, and Jonathan Pryce. Year of release, 1992. And if I don't like it, somebody will. What do I care? You know, when you're making the big bucks, easy come, easy go.
Go to lunch, George.
What the hell was that?
It's from the movie.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, somebody's going to buy you lunch anyway. It might not be who we're thinking about.
Oh, no. No.
The unmentionable one. I don't want to get into it, okay? I'm just, in fact, maybe that's why I'm in such a good mood, you know? My phone is nice and quiet. Although Fat Rich did call me yesterday. Emotional. I mean emotional. Fat Rich is okay, by the way. He's still alive. But he was very emotional because Pompano Park evidently is not going to have live summer racing this year. They're going to be closing like the middle of June. And then that way they're going to goose up the person starting in the fall in October. And you would have thought that somebody just took a dump on his shoes. He sounded so down in the dump. I said, I'll be back. I'll be back one of these days, you know, especially when the staff at QM least expects it. And then we talked about Brian Sears is driving at the Meadowlands, and I told him I saw it on a Racing Channel Saturday night, and he won with a 9-1 shot at the Meadowlands, Brian Sears. It was great, and he said I had the 2 of it, a 3, 4, 5, and all of a sudden there was this dial tone on the phone. No, I didn't do that. But my phone is nice and quiet, everything is just, life is sweet.
Doug.
What's your number one addiction? Food 118, and I voted for that, and that's the effing truth, man. The effing food stands for the effing truth. Because they hook you, they nail you, you can't get away. And speaking of food, how about F as in feast? At the Emerald Coast Asian Buffet, the number one in the world. They're in Sunrise, North Miami Beach, and the newest location in Pembroke Pines. Emerald Coast would be the perfect place to put a smile on that special lady in your life, your mom, on this Mother's Day, Sunday, May 11th. Start your mouth-watering eating experience with 6 different soups. You can try all of them if you like. Just pour them down your pants. Dozens of succulent entrees. New York strip made to order at the Gourmet Center. A sizzling Asian grill with grilled shrimp, scampi style. Jumbo scallops wrapped in bacon. Dungeness crab and ginger and scallions. And I do love scallions. Mm. And hand-carved prime rib. And look out for the new Oriental chicken salad, too. Take a peek at it. Emerald Coast doesn't use any crap, so you won't ever walk out of there with a headache. No MSG, no cornstarch, no crap. And they cook only all of their stuff in the cholesterol-free oils, too. The buffet features a full salad bar, sushi bar, and fresh shrimp cocktail as well. And because mom deserves it, Emerald Coast features a full dessert station featuring pies, cakes, pastries, ice cream with all your favorite toppings, and fresh fruit. The perfect ending to a real feast on Mother's Day. 3 locations, Sunrise at Pine Island and 44th Street, Collins Avenue just north of 163rd, North Miami Beach, and at the intersection of Flamingo and Pembroke Roads in Pembroke Pines. Book now for Mother's Day, May 11th, as reservations are going fast. Call 954-572-3822. All size parties welcome. 954-572-3822. Take mom for a feast Sunday to the Emerald Coast Chinese Buffet.
Live and local, this is 560. The radio is all yours now. QAM.
We're going to go a little bit over, but you know what? Too bad.
The Middle Eastern world will be exploded. Saddam had people killed with the gas that we sold him. First time aggressor nation and the only one that's growing. Now more blood will be spilled to get that oil flowing. Forget about Korea and the nukes they're toting. And the right wing is drilling it over and over into our head. That Iraq has some weapons of mass destruction. Thousand people killed are now forgotten. Let's exploit them instead. Hey, there's oil to be gotten. Going after Saddam to placate Osama. There's no longer mention of